We're going to do it because we are live.
Bullshit. We are live down in the Callis Bunker on the
24th
episode of the Let's Get Stupid show. We are live with multiple guests in the basement at the basement bar. We have a man who looks like Wolfman Jack down here right now. I have no idea what his name is. That is him laughing. And as always, of course, we have Mr. Buc-ee's himself, Jacob Ross, the man of few words.
Bam. Buc-ee's.
There he is.
Bragger.
Well, this is the sunglass camera.
Is this your first time on the Let's Get Stupid podcast?
No.
All right.
Come on.
I'm the only maiden voyage here.
Yeah. Popping your damn cherry.
getting hydrated here.
Yeah. Jacob's only done probably 70 of them.
Yeah. He's gotten in quite a few. He missed the first two and a half, three years, and he really came on strong the last year and a half.
Jacob, I feel like I'm going to fuck this up tonight.
Why am I wearing Jacob's shoes?
What's that? Just cameras?
This is just cameras.
Too many shoes on.
Let me try to get it to you a little bit farther.
Yeah.
Please. Don't make me reach.
What's going on
here? All right, we're good.
You good?
Yeah. Right.
Look at those two idiots over there. I can see it over there. That's great.
All right. Now I also don't know you yet, and we just met, but I just want to make a joke. I don't know if you remember. You remember the DirecTV commercials, Finn?
Yes.
Like, this is you with cable, this is you with DirecTV?
I'm DirecTV, your cable, great. Dude.
What do you mean?
Hey, suck that stomach in, sir.
I am. I have been. I'm fucking losing breath here.
Yeah, Tom, you better introduce this guy. But nobody knows yet who he is.
This is David Hunter Jr.
Oh, the second.
Oh, sorry, because there's a third now.
There's a third.
Okay.
There's a third.
You know, all the seconds are usually serial killers.
Yeah, we used to work together. We don't now, but we used to. Dave's always been a funny guy. Didn't really do a lot of work, but he's very funny at work. Good to have on the crew for entertainment purposes. Very funny.
Indeed.
Hold on.
We had a lot of good times.
What's your name, Junior?
Dave. Dave Hunter.
Hunter the second. Hold your horses. We got to do our sponsor. The reason we're here. Tommy, go ahead.
GeneralLeathercraft.com. Matt Hayden at Pioneer_Fin on Instagram. Go there for your leather belt needs. Hats, bats, baseball straps, and hats.
Jesus.
And bats.
Straps.
Did you remember
dress that? Belts. Dress belts.
Where's the
lifting belts?
He's got a
Pioneer belt
on his arm.
You got that tattooed on you?
He's got a new Jordan shirt. You want to check that out? He's a big supporter of the podcast. Support him. He supports us.
Come on, Tori.
He's doing our Dad Challenge belt as we speak and also sending us some banners for the new gym. So shout out to Matt Hayden. Thank you. Also, subzeroplunge.com code Be Better or code Stupid gets you $500 off at checkout.
Cold plunge.
My brother Tim owns a company. If you're looking for the best cold plunges east or west of the Mississippi, check them out. No one makes plunges colder. And we're ready, dude.
We are live. Are you ready, buddy? Hunter, are you prepared for this? What did you do to prepare?
Nothing. Nothing. I'm just
trying to
ready
look at the
to...
camera, too, by the way. It'll throw you off, but if you stare at the camera, it looks a lot better. Look at you, dude. Now you look like a professional.
All right. Yeah. I mean, so the reason I looked up to doing this is me and a buddy of mine, we're passionate in the culinary arts.
Are you kidding
love
me?
Cooking.
Yeah. Dave wants to start cooking. He wants to start a podcast.
So I want to, and he... I was just talking about, you know, I got a Weber Smoky Mountain. I've been smoking a lot of meat.
Now he's bragging.
And this guy, he's a chef, like by trade. Okay.
Where at?
McDonald's.
Yeah. He's honing in on the Big Macs.
St. Charles.
He
McDonald's.
Actually came up with the double Big Macs.
Yeah. By trade at the local McDonald's.
No, he's an executive chef at a catering company now. So
Jesus.
He's ran.
What are you doing with hands? And
just I talk with my hands.
He's chopping onions, brother.
Is that good? Is this? I mean, there's video.
Oh, good. So. Hands are good. They keep the audience engaged.
I talk with my hands. Man.
Yeah, that's great. That's karate chop.
This is going to be dynamic.
Jesus.
I got to look at that camera instead of me.
No, don't. Look at yourself, man. Come on. Let's go. Rule number one, do not look at that camera. Act like it's not there.
All right. So he says we should do a podcast or like a YouTube video about pretty much I'm an untrained cook at home, pretty much, and he's trained, so it would be a cool dynamic.
So like a professional cook and a guy that's just dumb on it.
Done.
Yeah.
Just stupid. Doing pretty much what he says. Yes.
And
learning along the way. I like watching a lot of videos, reading a lot of books.
Read books?
Oh, God.
Leather bound books?
God, yeah. Culinary books.
Jeez, man.
Like recipes?
You ever heard of.
You just read recipes all day?
Come on.
No, no. Like, for example, the Flavor Bible.
What? Yeah.
I've Flavor Flav?
Flavor Bible. It's not a recipe, but it's going to say, like, if you have cumin, what goes with cumin?
Cumin, that shit, man. One night I got drunker and fuck.
That's
and
like thought, the. And the I thought key that to a cumin, cooked chili, man.
Oh,
you know?
I thought that would. I think it was
red cumin. Pepper flakes.
Cumin. Yeah, and I poured all over my fucking pizza, but threw up. Still ate it, though.
You put cumin on your pizza?
Accidentally when I was drunk. And I remember, and I'm like, I got to eat this, and I don't give a fuck. And I'm like scraping it off, and I almost threw up, but I still ate it. Thought it was red pepper flakes, or whatever, red pepper. Yeah. Not proud of it.
What's the Bible say about that?
Not. I think those, and then we'll also say certain recipes that clash, or I mean, ingredients. Cumin and pizza, I'm certain, is a clash of
the
flavor there, you know. So
now, if you follow the Flavor Bible, does it take you to Flavor Town?
All day.
Hold on. Day. Have you ever butt fucked two Jack's pizzas? Put them in the oven together?
No, to but them? Jack's pizzas are those are phenomenal.
Yeah, but
that's my go to.
Have you ever put two together at like once?
Topping on top.
Double decker, yes. Have you ever tried that?
And do you like slice it and sandwich that sandwich? I mean, is it like a homemade calzone?
Yeah. Have you ever had it?
I've never done that. No.
Come on. I thought you said you're a professional chef, man. Have you never
done that? No, I'm not professional.
You're working on it.
I'm trying to make
for Christ's sakes, you're reading books.
A lot cleaner recipes, you know.
Well, that's pretty damn
dealing right with this there, here, God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, God damn. Well, I'll tell you a guy who knows a lot about that. The professional chef of this podcast we've had on numerous times, the Big Boss Man. That man has done that many times. Made love to two pizzas.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. And he is very slim.
So, it's...
he started out at 415 pounds, but...
415?
Yeah. He's down to 292 now, right now.
415?
Oh, yeah.
Was that soft 415 or hard?
Soft as a fucking 52 beer dick.
How long ago was that?
That was about 3 years ago, I think. Now he's down to 290.
You're fucking with me. You were 400 pounds?
No, not me.
No. Audio equipment is subpar. It's it's snapping.
You got it. Sometimes it's just
turn his volume down a little bit, Tommy.
I'll just turn you down. If you yell a lot, it'll fucking.
You don't need crack. To turn me up, dude. Trust me.
Turn me up, turn me on, and turn me loose.
My audible, my decibel range will be.
I can't even hear the motherfucker now, Tommy. See there?
Yeah, Jesus, hello? Hello.
Yeah, there we go. There come on.
We're good, dude.
All right, David Beckham, what, second you are?
Where did you get to?
Now, how did...
You're just singing them right up.
How the hell did you even get down here in the Let's Get Stupid studio? I mean, who do you know? Who did you blow? What's going on?
This brick shit house right here.
You blew that, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
It wasn't easy, man, to get on here. I was like, dude, I'm going to plug my... future podcast all day.
Listen, I have a future podcast. It's what's it going to be called?
Good question. Who? So he's a Mexican.
Okay.
Get the mic closer.
I like that.
A little bit closer. Yeah, you're good. Yeah.
Mexican, what's your nationality?
Italian.
So Mexican, English, and Italian, and English.
German.
And German.
A little Lithuanian.
Gee, that's way too many.
And I got plenty of Irish in me, too.
Jesus. You must be Irish because my penis is a Dublin.
I've heard that a Simon 10.
Right?
Mike,
you should make that a shirt.
I did. Good Irish shirt. St. Paddy's Day shirt. All right. So you blew Tommy. You got on the podcast, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, pretty much we had the conversation. I want to see.
We had the conversation before I left the city working with you. I was like, dude, you're on a podcast one day. And then I moved this way. He went back. He stayed that way. And then
told me you're on a podcast. I said, bullshit. You know what I mean?
And bullshit. Yeah.
I downloaded it. And I remember it was like, probably like the fourth one. It was pretty young in the podcast time.
And how terrible was it?
It was probably like four listeners. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm listening to it like, what the fuck are these guys talking about?
That's called Let's Get Stupid.
Which, you know, in that hindsight, then if I take a road trip or something, I put it on because it's
entertainment, just, baby.
Well, yeah, just people bullshit, you know what I mean? So. That's the entertainment for the car.
So you know the show pretty well then?
No,
I don't. Never listened to it after that. You listened to episode four.
I probably like three or four of them. So Yeah, I guess I'm not a huge fan.
Jesus Christ. I thought he listened to like fucking 15, 20, 30 of them.
Well, don't you think you would know Jacob if he did?
Yeah. Oh, that's true, too. Yeah, who's this guy? This is your first time, huh?
True. Yeah, I guess I got to go back now, right, and see some of the guests, see who. Or I'll just go with the review, the views on this
one. You missed the 200th episode.
Oh, that was good. You would have liked
200th
that
200th episode.
Oh, we did it
What's
live.
Joe Rogan on nowadays?
Like 14,000 something.
14,000.
1,400. Every single. No, he's 2,300.
How do you think that happens?
You just record 2,300 in a row, I guess.
Yeah, just keep going. That's the only way, right? Is this is not like...
Yeah, there's no other way.
There's no other way to get that money.
I'm saying how he has, like, he is the best podcast there is.
Yeah.
Well, he is now, yeah. I mean, he didn't start out that way.
Yeah, you see his old videos of him starting out. It's like very.
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, Adam Carolla was the best podcaster to begin with when people first started.
Adam Carolla was one of the first.
That was like it.
Really?
Carolla was. And then.
Dr. Love?
Everybody kept saying, podcast is stupid. This is never going to work. Who wants to listen to podcasts, right?
Yeah, you have the radio.
Sirius Radio, the regular radio, all that stuff is going on. And then you got this guy, Adam Carolla, and then all of a sudden it started getting big and big.
Well, Tom Green, I think, was first.
Was
Tom
it?
Green?
Then, because he started podcasting, and then I think Carolla's took off really fast.
Yeah, Carolla had the number one for a couple of years.
Yeah.
But, like, Howard Stern had the number one radio show for a long time. He got paid $500 million to go to Sirius, right? Well, he's like a nobody now. I mean, I don't even know why he's still on the radio. He's like 75 years old, right?
There's still the Howard Stern channel. There's
there
is. Right?
There is.
I heard he's but just
Joe
a phenomenal
Rogan
interviewer.
Is so much
too.
Better. That show is so much better than
because of his guests. It's yes. just because of his
right.
guests.
Yeah, it's his line.
And,
and like, what's the incentive for like form? Him to get pretty much whoever he wants? Some of those guests are phenomenal.
Yeah. And it's not all it's like big
Jacob,
names.
I
like,
he's and I don't guests. Think he's really a great interviewer, though.
I don't know if he can,
you know, to get it out of these people.
I think so.
I need more lines.
I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't, unless I really. Like the guest, I don't watch a lot of Joe Rogan podcasts.
Right.
Listen to.
Right well, now. You don't know. Sometimes you don't know a lot of the guests. That's what's interesting.
Yeah, true.
Like that. These stupid guys you never heard of. This guy fucking digs up fossils. And all of a sudden you learn something. Like, yeah. Oh, this is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Or this
and
guy,
topics.
They throw out all this weird shit about, I don't know. What's his name was on there last episode. Who was it, Tommy? Geez, Tom, he's just left. I think he's throwing up. who was that guy that
was jealousy?
What was the guy's name? He got fired from like Fox Sports or Fox News or something.
No
what
idea.
Talking about?
No,
he's like real famous guy.
The last Joe Rogan guy? Podcast I saw was the one with Jewel, and that was phenomenal.
Jewel,
I love that girl.
Beautiful voice,
woman, right?
Voice of an angel.
Yes, you ever heard her yodel?
Oh God, yeah,
that's awesome. I saw her in Millennium Park.
What?
And yeah, it was like a free concert in Millennium Park. It was Jewel just by herself. And so we were able to sit on like the fourth row. And she says, what else you guys want to hear? You know, and I hollered out, Yodo. And she goes,
Freebird.
So I was like totally interacting with Jewel. It was pretty cool.
Do you yell, show your tits?
My wife knows that she's
Tucker Carlson.
She's my, what do you call it? Hall pass. So
Tucker Carlson's your hall pass for your wife?
No.
Who's your wife's hall pass? Up. Tom Finn?
Oh, yeah. She was watching the Let's Get Stupid show one night.
Shirt was off. Oh, yeah.
That's why I had to put my sweatshirt back on. I didn't want to get too hopped up, you know? Holy shit. Well, another
but
thing
what
is...
did you get cold? Am I...
You stopped,
Tommy's
you stopped drinking. Explain this. So we
oh, yeah.
We did a pre-interview with Mark the Bagger over here, and he told us he stopped drinking. He stopped drinking Monday. So then I felt bad. I told him, Tom asked me if I wanted to drink. I said, absolutely not. I do not want to make this man, you know, relapse. He is trying his best to, be a recovering alcoholic.
And he's trying real hard. I mean, it's been 2 days. It's been
well,
two
they
days.
Call it now alcohol use disorder.
Hmm.
Alcoholic is no longer a term, apparently. And then you can
it's
have
too harsh.
I guess.
Yeah, this world
I
sucks.
Think it's easiest to say I'm fucking alcoholic. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But hi, I'm Mark Bagger, and I'm a raging alcoholic.
But like they say now in the medical field, based on all the medical research I have done.
He's a professional medical guy here. Go ahead.
Are you medical?
He's a doctor, but yeah.
You're a doctor?
No. Yeah. Gosh,
well,
no.
Partial.
Yeah. Nurse?
No.
Nurse practitioner. No. He's done a lot of cavity searches. So watch out.
All right. So, but some medical background, yeah, right? Yep. For the be better, you got to have some.
The thing to be better, man. Let's get stupid.
I know.
You're on the wrong show.
I know, but like, can we plug be better? You know?
Oh, this, yeah, it's behind you, brother.
You know?
It's right there. Yeah. Tom's got on his shirt too. No, my undergrad in grad school was exercise physiology. So yeah, a lot of stuff about the body and you
break. All right. So maybe we could have a
my semester at McMurray College, I took gym class. You know, pretty similar. You know, thrown out of there due to being a raging alcoholic.
Right.
Well, alcohol use disorder.
And I've been so now with the three young kids,
AUD,
it's like my wife is going out of town in a month.
Oh,
and she's like,
what are you going to do?
She was like nervous, because she's like, you're going to be passed out.
Yeah.
And, you know,
father of the year.
Because right now, I don't wake up to those kids. Yeah. It's,
well, I mean,
I've always been a heavy sleeper.
But your wife's there.
Correct.
So that's not a problem. You know, now when your wife does leave, now you have to be the responsible one. I can see that's fine. You'll be fine.
100%.
Yeah.
You'll switch gears.
Ain't no
you know, deal. And it was flip like we had the two kids and you have the one. Once you have the second, you're before that second baby comes, you're panicking, like, what are we gonna do? It's man to man coverage now.
Yeah.
You know, this is gonna be and then man to man coverage becomes, oh my God, I could give the boys a bath. It's not that hard. Ooh, you know, we could get through with this.
Yeah.
And then I was ready to get a vasectomy after two. That I think
what happened.
You know, my wife wanted a daughter, and I couldn't deny that. You know,
so how'd you get it? What'd you do?
Me or Tom?
We had sex.
Are you kidding me? What mostly doggy style or what?
No. There's some science. Back me up on this, well, Doc. True. There's some science based on
who likes it more:
female sperm. The female carrying sperm lasts longer, but the male sperm are faster. So it depends on where your wife or partner rather is ovulating, and then you time the sex that way.
Hold on, how'd you know this?
This is scientific.
Yeah, but how did you know? Did you look it up or
my wife looked into it because it was like go time. We so had you two. Do, like, I was not going for four.
Did you go? Did you perform an upside down pile driver?
Or? No, it's all about the time. All about the time.
So no,
and then
I thought it was position, not just time.
No, position's irrelevant unless you're packing heat. Then you could play some more strategically. I suppose.
Dr. Hunter,
which I'm not packing heat. Part of the reason why I'm quitting drinking is because I'm not packing heat, and I want to get back to that.
You think if your stomach goes down, your dick's going to grow.
Another scientific fact.
That is science. I know
another
that.
Scientific fact.
That is true. Growing
back me up, Doc.
Doc, he'll back you up. He knows what he's doing.
Every 10 pounds you lose, you gain an inch.
Bingo.
Jesus Christ, dude. Fucking boss man should have like a 20-inch dick by now.
So if I can lose 40 pounds and get 4 inches back to my penis.
Get out of here.
Because like,
that's the biggest.
And I'll go to my wife and I'll pull all the fat back, you know, and be like, remember that thing? Like,
whoa.
She's like, because we've been together. Me. We've been in. This since like 2006.
Oh God,
it's almost 20 years.
Yeah, and married 2015. Wait, so
that's the girl you met at the lamp ladder.
Yeah. How do you know that place?
Oh, we didn't tell him.
Oh, that was our 200th episode.
I grew up out by the lighter.
So the 200th episode was live inside the lamp ladder.
For three hours.
You did? That county's minutes. Wild.
Oh God,
that county's wild.
That's why I need to quit drinking, and I'm in my 40s,
dude. You know? That lamp ladder was awesome. We got in there. We get set up right here in the back row, right? We have the lights, the cameras, everything's going on. Girl gets on stage, pulls her butthole all the way apart. It's looking right at Tom's face. Man, I couldn't even fucking talk. I'm like, this is the greatest moment of my adult life.
I have a million stories from that place. I remember I walk in there. There's like four dudes at the bar drinking.
And they're not even looking
at the stripper. There's a gal.
I know.
Like fully clothed.
I said that.
And he goes, honey, get up there, start dancing.
Yeah. Put the jukebox on.
She's just kind of doing this. Then she takes her clothes off and just sort of doing this. And then one time, we'll get back to the medical stuff.
is medical stuff, dude. The lamp lighter.
And then one time I remember she was super talented, this gal. And she, my buddy's sitting next to me. We're at the rail. You know what I'm saying?
I know the rail. I've been there before.
And she does like this maneuver. Flips her legs back to him, and I see him go.
Oh yeah, yeah. Tom's seen that one,
and I'm like, dude, what? That's the promised land, man. How come you're like looking away? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, something happened.
She goes off, and then he comes over. He said that it stunk something fierce.
Are you serious?
And she put it in his face.
Oh, man. I love it when they smell like that. There's nothing better.
I mean, that is, you know, what
that's fresh.
What a man is attracted to, right?
Oh, yeah.
Thumbs up. Thumbs up. Oh, yeah. Thumbs
up. Oh, my God. Well, I happened to give us a thumbs up when I said I liked it.
You said I liked it. He gave you a thumbs
big thumbs up. It was like over your face, wasn't it? God, man. This app is great.
What is this, the app that you're recording through?
This is through StreamYard.
Yeah. StreamYard.
Yeah.
Is that a subscription situation?
We have to pay for it monthly or yearly, however to pay for it. It just makes things smoother because then I could chop up the audio and the video and it together and I could seamlessly upload
it's
it.
It's so easy, man. It's so
like, and like all the cameras going back and forth. I don't have to edit anything. It's how it records it.
Yeah.
So it's like as soon as this video's over, I download YouTube.
It's two clicks.
Really? And then now Caleb, he's making our thumbnails. Shout out to Caleb. He did our thumbnail last week. I updated
it. Yeah, I saw that.
And he said he's gonna make them every week for us.
Who's Caleb?
The audio guy we talked to before. Oh, remember? Sweet. Like an hour.
Yeah, I thought you did that. I'm like, it looks like Tom fucking knew how to do a thumbnail.
That's shout out to Caleb, dude.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Yeah. This is StreamYard. It works pretty
well. So you don't edit it. You have somebody edit it.
No, I just do this. I upload it.
This edits itself.
Because it chops back and forth through the switcher.
Well, yeah, but you got to edit the content and
No, we let it roll, brother.
Oh, no kidding.
And also, you can go live on here. That's another thing I think we should start trying to do more. We can go live and then download it as well. And then you can get like comments and like people commenting on it.
Oh, they're going like it's.
You can if you go live.
That's
if I put it to a different screen.
I think for sure we should do an episode. We can have up to 10 people on call here. In or something. Or
no, like, they could be right on there live with us on video. Like I think we do it. Oh yeah, at my place so we can see it on the big screen, right? And you could add him to stage or take him off the stage. Yeah, you can
I think we do that one day and have like so this makes top guests or something or
right.
a little Q&A or something. Come on for 5 minutes. Ask us anything. It'd be awesome.
Yeah. So this is the way to do it if you do a video podcast. Just because then you have to do editing, really.
Right.
Makes it easier.
Yeah. We don't got a lot. What if you like, you know, this guy's mic was off for fucking 20 minutes, you know?
He ain't got no audio.
Yeah, mic's off. That's happened to us.
Hey, Finn, why don't you tell him about the episode that you recorded when Tom was on the road?
Yeah. Well, we weren't using this kind of stuff. You had your iPhone set up.
No, we're using the GarageBand, and it was just audio. I mean, once in a while, we'd try to record and try to upload. We did it, you know, pretty good, especially when Tom started bringing the camera over, and we'd do it. It wasn't great, but it was something. Tom was on the road, I think, one day, and then I called him, and something through GarageBand was fucking up, and I couldn't tell until I uploaded it. And I went to listen to it, and I'd ask a question, and you couldn't hear like anything Tom would say, and you just hear me the whole time.
The one I was listening to, you guys were talking about like, we got a little bit better audio equipment this time.
Because we knew how to use the headphones.
It's down
that's probably episode seven.
You were over there recording.
Oh, yeah, shit
yeah. We learned along the way. I think we've done night and day compared to when we started, dude. Crazy.
100%.
With the fucking camera setups, the mics, the program, everything is these like cam model lights too. Yeah, you know,
it's so much easier and so much better.
Mm-hmm. So Dave, that episode, did you guys take it down? They're still up there.
It's 200.
That's the lamplighter.
No, there's a different one where literally it's Finn asking a question to Tom in like 35 seconds of silence, and then he asks another question, and it's like an hour and 15 minutes of
everybody's messaging me like, "Hey, Finn fucked up last night." Finn fucked up last night.
I got that message. And I woke up. I immediately listened. And I'm like, "Oh fuck!"
I go, "You know what? Fuck it. Leave it."
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
Nothing else we can do.
All right, back to Lamplighter or your wife?
Yeah, Lamplighter. Yeah, no, that's
well, the two are tied together. That's where you met her.
Not for real.
No. Oh,
not for real. Not for real. Yeah, she was the one with the first girlfriend.
She was one of the smelly pussy. Yeah, I ended up taking her out.
But then you do like, you know, she'll dance two or three songs, and then you go have a cigarette with her.
Yes,
you
know? I know that's great.
It's like
go over by the pool table.
But then, like, I knew a bunch of. Police officers where I grew up that became cops, and they would say, "We're not going to the Silver Slipper Saloon because the state troopers are watching that place. Mm-hmm. So we're going to mosey on over to the Lamplighter."
Yeah.
That was a rough joint. But,
I know a lot of inside stories of both those places.
Silver Slipper Saloon, I had some good times there too. But I do often do more things than just attend strip clubs. I don't want it to sound like I'm like a stripper. Strip club, you're a connoisseur.
You are. Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's what we're going to call you from now on. When we have a question about a strip joint, we'll call you live, phone a friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Special correspondent.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I've I don't want to be that that resource. Hey,
David Letterman the second over here. We'll fucking get him on the horn, you know. Best resource we have.
It should be people traveling.
I was just talking to my old man about that.
Where's good joints?
About that 200th episode. He goes, son, I never thought I would see that place again. Thank you. He goes, that place, it was awesome.
Yeah.
All the fucking bullshit that happened in there.
Well, now, where did you grow up? Where did it...
A little place called Ottawa IL.
Oh, God.
The double L, the Lamplighter.
Yeah, yeah. That's where you grew up?
No, I grew up in Sycamore.
I know where the Lamplighter is. I tell you, I grew up 10 minutes from there.
Was that Highway 6 there?
Yeah.
I know that very well. You go to that restaurant, the highway restaurant or whatever. Go there, have some breakfast, right?
The Cajun Connection right down the street.
Go right in there. Then I'd go get that. I'd go to that...
Sammy's Pizza?
Hold on. I'll get to that next. First, you go to the Silver Slipper, right? I call that the major leagues.
Yes. Okay?
Then I get back on the road after a few hours and about, I don't know, 15 beers. Then you cruise on down to the minor leagues. That's the double L, Ottawa IL. We go in there and have the best time ever because you're loaded, right? Now we pull out of there and it's, you know, I don't know, 1 o'clock. Before I pull out of there, I called Sam's up and I said, hey, buddy, get me a 20-inch pepperoni to go. I'll be there in 10 minutes, right? Boom, go down the road. They know me because there's a Sam's in Sycamore as well. Oh, yeah. And we know those people very well. And the guy that owns that, Sam's, works there quite a bit, too. And they know the Finns real well. So we always hooked us up. A lot of times give us free pizza, all kinds of shit. So he had that pizza, Route 23, all the way home. And I'd pass out in it. Very good nights.
Very inspirational.
Some of the best nights I've ever had in my whole adult life.
It is.
I was 17 then. Yeah. First strip joint I was ever in my whole life was a double L. After football practice in high school. Me and a guy, Dave Pollock, I don't know if you ever met him, Tom, or remember that guy?
I remember.
Like 6'5", 315 pounds, and me and him went after practice one day, and no questions asked, walked right in.
Nice. That's small-town shit for you there.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing about LaSalle County is it's like the Wild West, and it still is. Anything goes there. I was told by a very reliable source there is more strip joints, more booze sold, more bars, more illegal gambling than anywhere else in the state of Illinois. Possibly the
country. I've heard that in the country. More bars per capita than anywhere in the country.
That's true. I heard that from an inside source.
And it's like no matter where you are in that town, and it's considered the Illinois Valley, right?
Yeah.
And so it consists of like LaSalle, Peru, Spring Valley. You can be anywhere and be within close walking distance
to a bar. It's crazy.
To a bar, and like where I grew up, I was walking distance from a bar that had penny drafts, 1 cent draft beers.
God, I love that kind of talk.
I think it was like Friday or Saturday. One day they did penny drafts, and that was the competition because there's 10 bars on a one city block, so you got this bar doing 25.
Yeah, that's weird too because like a sale.
This bar doing dime drafts, and this bar. A penny draft. Well, you go in there with a dime drunk.
In the fucking block, like in a regular housing block, like a regular neighborhood, there would be a house that looks like a house, but it's a fucking bar.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so weird.
I mean, all that place those would survive. If that many people drinking in 10 bars in a small, you know what I mean? Like,
I know. You got to have a lot.
It's hard to run, have one bar work, let alone 10.
Yeah, that's like the worst business to get into, right?
Bar and restaurants? No, thanks.
It's like.
What's that one bar?
And that was the thing is, too, that. I remember my parents, and then it didn't really dawn on me as kind of funny until I kind of moved on and stuff. And then I would talk to them, and it was like, Tuesday we're going to this bar for dinner. Thursday we get fish from this bar. And it was like regimented that they – and then my father would go down.
Pass that to him, see if you want something.
Pick up the – no,
Oh, we usually do a little shot in between the show there.
I can. I got a
– chocolate fudge, dude.
Yeah, it's real good.
It's a nighttime whiskey.
Yeah. It's good for
night. Little toffee, isn't that the toffee one? Yeah.
I would.
You want some of that?
See, that's the thing. I'm trying to hang on to the fact.
Give me that back.
You got to start her off, man. No, let's do a challenge. I want to see if
what's the challenge?
No, come on, pass it back there. Don't
let me smell it. No, I won't even tell.
Don't smell it, man. You're gonna lose it, dude.
No,
it's okay.
It ain't no thing.
No, Jesus Christ, you're not supposed to drink it, man.
When was your last outbreak? Is that dangerous to do with the bottle there?
That's very dangerous.
Did you try? Oh, it's my bottle, brother.
It's his bottle, man.
No, there's just not a lot of sound in the headphones because otherwise it gets too loud.
He picked that up over there at Ottawa.
Oh, my old man picked that up.
No, I'm saying
you not drinking.
I'm saying he picked.
No, I'm
he picked that up over there in Ottawa.
You're trying to be better, aren't you?
I am. I'm drinking out of this Bucky's cup here.
Yeah, I don't know
what's in there. Water.
Yeah, just water.
Very good.
That's what he always says.
I was kind of. I'll admit this. I was just a touch worried. I know you always have a good draft beer, you know, or something during the podcast.
Well, there's bad draft beer. Usually a double L gives you the shits for days.
Man, the double L.
Lawn furniture in there. That's great. I love that place, man.
Fold up chairs.
Oh God, that's the best. No, I remember going to LaSalle County one time. I'm on my way back from like Bloomington Normal, probably 20 years old. We pulled in off the interstate there, went down the road, went into town, found this bar, right? And had a stripper pole in the bar, right?
What the hell was that about?
It was like right in the front window. There's a stripper pole there. And it was just like a neighborhood bar, and there's a bunch of people in there. And I remember I got in there, and I don't even know what I did. I think I got completely naked in there, and everything got thrown out of there, everything else.
But, good times. Good
yeah,
times.
No, Sal's a great town, great county.
Yeah. I mean, I loved where I grew up, and I'm from more closer to the suburbs now, and I think it's my children won't have that opportunity. Maybe they'll not be trying to quit drinking in their 40s, but you know.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd quit, man, but
it's
much sense.
Spit
it out. Go ahead.
It would be coming out a lot smoother if I was good and buzzed up right now.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. Maybe next week we'll get you hammered on the show.
I just want to know what opportunities are missing, because so far we've only talked about the Lamplight and Silver Slipper.
No. Haven't gotten anything.
Yeah.
And penny drafts.
Yeah.
Well, if I got a moment, I'll explain you kind of
explain it, dude.
What led to this. It's I tend to babble, so you know, stop me if
it's good for a podcast.
All right, stop him, Tommy. Yeah.
Let's redirect this back to Finn.
Let's talk about pumping iron or something.
There you go.
No, long story short, I'll be
you got a Mexican chef and he works for you.
Well, that's the podcast we're gonna do.
Oh, I'm way off.
Well, shit, there can't be any drinking in it now. Fuck.
All right, just ruined
anyway. So I grew up in a bar, you know, and my father loved going to the bars. Who grew up in the town we were just talking about, with bars everywhere. So,
you know Judge Regulia?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and his kids. I went to school with his kids. Regulia.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, what do you think of them guys? And girls.
It's been a while since I've been.
You see that movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Star Rock Murderer.
Yeah, what's that on?
He just got out, dude.
I know he did.
He just got out.
The old man threw him in prison.
Yeah.
For how many years? 50?
Yeah, he got 50? Out and he was like 80, I think, or mm-hmm. something.
Yep, Star Rock Murderers, look it up.
And very I think, good. I remember...
Talks a lot about the LaSalle County area, too, like you want to know about
it. Yeah, big time. And that was unprecedented shit happening there, mm-hmm. you know, for that to be a... but, yeah, it's those types of documentaries where you'd like to be a fucking fly on the wall, you know what I'm saying? You know,
that's a wild story.
Like being a fly on.
Did your wife watch that, Tommy? Mm-mm.
It's good, dude. Good. It's really.
It's right down the road here. Hell, remember I told you to watch it before you went to Starve Rock?
Yeah, I think you did.
Oh God, you didn't see it, and you've been to Starve Rock?
Well, I wasn't going to tell her that before I went.
Yeah, she wouldn't want to go.
It's not like a fucking murder place. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
I don't think.
Look, here's
three women ended up dead there. So,
but no one ever since. But,
but here's the thing, though. Tom Callis, apparently, I think we should warn Amber. He likes to take her to places where women get murdered.
That is true.
Aruba?
Aruba?
Yeah, I heard of Lover's
Starved
Sleep.
Rock?
Did you guys go to Lover's Sleep?
No.
That's
it's
true.
It's like you're going up French Canyon or something. It's like one of the first trails of the actual Nelly Starved Howard? Rock, you know, where the...
Oh, maybe we did.
You probably did. It's like one of the first.
Yeah. I thought it was in Aruba.
But the actual Starved Rock where the... Whoever it was, I can't remember the story, starved the Indians. Native Americans.
Well, they don't want that to be called Starved Rock anymore.
Native
hear
Americans.
That? You hear that?
No.
They don't want to call that Starved Rock. I heard that. I heard that the other day.
Because it like brings up.
Something to do with like bad to say Starved Rock, I guess, or something.
No.
Yeah. Wait, so the story, I don't even know the story.
I'm hearing they want to change the name.
They were bad. There was a small conflict.
It's right on the river there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Up on the rock.
And so the settlers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't want to call them pilgrims. You know, that'll ruin Thanksgiving for all the kids watching.
Hey, pilgrim.
But the settlers were conflicting with the Native Americans of the area. They chased them up that mountain and just held the perimeter at the base of the mountain, wouldn't let them down, so starved the natives up there.
Mm-hmm. That's how
the name Starved Rock. And it is like crazy because all of the state is flat.
It doesn't look like Illinois.
And then all of a sudden you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This is like
out of nowhere.
Mountainous, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot different.
The veranda, some of the coolest. My sister got married there and shit. You know, that place. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've been there. But Lover's Leap is like on your way up to Starved Rock. And it was apparently where two people in love. I don't know.
Leapt? Are you talking?
Jumped off and killed themselves together.
How romantic!
I thought that was on the Mississippi River there by Mark Twain's thing.
Lover's Leap.
That's Lover's Leap, not Starved Rock.
Maybe there's more Lover's Leaps. I don't know.
A lot of people dying together.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Romantic.
But that's very romantic. Why would you want to do that? I don't know.
That's where Cam's getting married.
Maybe like
Lover's Leap.
Yeah, with Stan. Yeah.
Ooh, we're not jumping.
So I grew up in a park. I remember a lot of. I'm real good at shooting pool.
Yeah,
I'm real good shooting at darts. Shit. I'm real good at shuffleboard.
You're good at like beer sports,
bar sports. Yeah, bar everything sports. Like done in a bar. I'm good at ping pong. I'm good at that. And it's like I remember like babysitters was the bartender. You know, and
dad just give you a bag of chips till you stay in the car.
And then there's a photo of
been there.
There's a photo of me that we've had.
What?
I was in in a wheelchair. I mean, I'm sorry.
Wheelchair. Luton and Dan.
High chair.
Okay.
I was in a high chair.
Little difference.
With a cup of beer, sleeping.
Ooh.
It's my father, and this is what I'm finding out through the research on why you should quit drinking is.
Where's he getting this research? From a doctor?
Yeah. It's all medically peer-reviewed medical research.
I don't trust that.
All of it.
Fuck science.
So, and they're saying that was the premise that was given to us.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You get right out of here right now.
That some, that alcohol in moderation is good for you. When really, the modern science is showing that even just one drink is
I just told you, fuck science. How is one drink horrible for you?
Science is the
dude,
it's it. That's what it is.
No, it's not. I've seen a lot of people lived in their hundreds that would drink daily. I've seen many people that I know personally drank into their 90s.
Maybe beer drinkers.
That's exactly what Pappy always said. You see a lot of old beer drinkers out there, but you don't see a lot of old whiskey drinkers out there. That's 100% true.
Science.
I agree with that. Science. That's science, bud.
What about Be Better? What do they say about drinking beer and trying to make gains and shit like that?
Well, obviously, for the standpoint of just purely gaining muscle, it's one of the worst things you could do. But there's also some release, right? What if you're stressed all the time? And like, okay, I'm not going to drink, so because I want to be better. And then you're just stressed about not drinking, and then you're trying to train, and you're not mentally into it.
100% all this
shit. But sometimes, like we all do, we partake and we have some drinks and kick back and have some fun. But I don't have, I've never had an issue with it ever.
Well,
I could stop drinking for 3 months.
You can't drink a case of beer every fucking night and think you're going to
get could stop drinking, but have you ever, like, let's say we did.
He's getting nervous now.
Brought a case of beer in right now. Yeah. We'll sit back and just start fucking getting tuned up.
Let's tune it up, baby.
You could be like, all right, you know what? I've had three. I'm buzzed up. I got to work tomorrow. So, I'm going to quit.
Right, if three buzzes you up, man, you must be a little girl.
I've been with my wife almost 10 years. She's seen me drunk maybe four times.
Well, that's because she was drunk so many times. You remember it.
That's not a – I wouldn't even consider you a drinker, man.
Yeah. So I don't push past that ever.
Beyond Monday, going back to history, I was drunk since I can remember, dude.
Yeah.
Every fucking day.
And now you're going to quit when you come out here? I mean, that's a letdown, motherfucker.
I got to do something. Why? So,
he's just trying to be better, dude.
I got to get on that podcast.
I tell you what, man. That phone's about to fall off.
I want to be here with Tommy just getting fucked up later. We're going to be at the lamp.
I'm going to get you out. Yeah, the Huckman Barbell.
I'm going to have to take a vacation week. Day tomorrow.
I need to give you my what address.
Happened? I really love.
We are live from the fucking Double L, Auto IL. What's crackling back there?
I think it's mine.
I think it is too, man. You get real weird there. You get fired up.
I get loud. I get loud. It's all good. Aggressive.
I know. I saw you get aggressive.
Audio gets pretty cleaned up once it goes through.
Bouncing his head up, and now his fucking headphones
on. He's fired up, dude.
So, like, a lot of the things that I used to love, I was just, like, I always loved
ice fishing. Dude, it's only been 2 days, man.
I know. I'm not saying I'm making, like, profound changes.
No progress yet.
None whatsoever. Albeit, last night was was the first hard night.
What happened? You just like sit in the couch?
It's just boredom that I was like, I'd love to get a fucking buzz right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. What? Yeah, I had a guy like that.
Like on a weekday with three young kids, it's not, you're not having a blast. You're not having fun.
What?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I got a lot of like sports and stuff. That's what keeps me
well,
away.
They're 5-3-1.
They're yeah, not even
tough.
He's just in T-ball, yeah. and they're just playing with the dirt. You know?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Three-year-old, he's
well, then I'm training. Got... Remember, at that age, I was training a lot, right? If you wanted to, if,
at like, five?
The time I would be, yes, oh, my old man, be training at five. Yeah, the push-ups.
Bullshit. Up.
Guaranteed.
At five.
Yes, yeah, there are pictures of it. Also drinking beer at five.
So was I.
Old Milwaukee. There's a can of Old Milwaukee in my hand, tipped upside down.
I had the high chair passed out with a cup of beer on there.
So now you know my what I'm talking about.
Thought, like, one beer a day, it's good for you. Have a beer with dinner, it's good for you.
Well, I mean, not at five, but yeah, by the time you're 15, probably.
His thing was like, don't matter what. And then all my nieces and nephews, he would take, let them drink the brim of the beer can. The
oh, little, well, that's the back, little what, back 70s wash, or 80s. I mean, that kind of stuff happened.
No, hell no. This was a couple of years ago, you know?
Jesus. A couple of years ago. I mean, that stuff kind of went out of style a couple of years ago.
Well, I
but
just,
70s
I just,
or 80s, I could see that.
I just want to point out the obvious here. You guys grew up in the same area. Sounds like you had similar childhood and upbringings. I mean, are we sure you guys aren't brothers?
Well, my dad did go to – he was down in LaSalle a lot at that nuclear plant there. And where's that at? Serena, Seneca?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he mm-hmm. did visit a lot of bars.
See, my mother's mm-hmm. never drank a drop in her life. Never smoked a single cigarette in her life. No, she if she was in a bar, it was because my old man was there.
Yeah, my dad, he used to be a really good pool player. He beat people with broomsticks. Right, so he might have been over there playing your old man pool, beating up a broomstick, go back behind the old farm there, the barn. Who knows what could have happened? You don't know. You might be related. You do look like Pappy a little bit with that beard, yep. right in the hair. Mm-hmm. He does look like old man yep. Finn a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not lying, man. You might have some Finn in you.
I was just gonna do the fucking.
Did we become best friends?
Yeah, we did.
You know it.
So yeah, so
let's go and, do karate in Tom's new garage,
and then I joined the Marine Corps.
Jeez,
what age did you join the Marine Corps?
Right after high school.
Well, thanks for your service.
I turned 19.
When'd you get kicked out?
I didn't. Honorable discharge.
Four years.
Honorable yeah. discharge. 4 years.
Thanks, buddy.
So
there you go. I didn't know that.
I learned how to drink even heavier.
Oh yeah, those Marines drink a lot.
You know,
everyone I ever met.
But I was like still super fit, and I came. Out of high school, playing football through high school. Mm-hmm. So, like, boot camp physically wasn't that hard. Yep. It's more of a mental challenge, you know, shit like that.
Boot camp was a lot harder back then, too, I think. I mean, I've heard of
– yeah.
I'm not sure how it is now, but I've heard a lot of stories about people's kids going now, and they have these days where, like, hey, I can't come out today because I have a mental health day.
Oh,
stuff
God,
like that.
Yeah.
You hear that new stuff now?
I don't necessarily think the Marine Corps is that pussified, but – like in the Air Force, if you have a like you have a card, you could say I'm having a
yeah,
stress day.
Because a couple of guys I know, their kids are in it, and they've told me that, and I couldn't believe it.
But they said like if it was like in the process of being changed. Now,
speaking of mental health days, time we got to get to yours too. We should have started off on that.
Yeah, we can get to it later.
You got mental
yeah.
health issues?
Hold on, we'll get to it later.
I'm there for you, brother. Keep, man, that ain't no joke. That ain't no joke.
Keep
man.
Rolling, but
yeah, well, let's make sure Dave's got his turn.
That
to speak.
Just. Reminded
yeah,
me.
We'll go.
Don't forget
yeah,
about
going.
That, Ross.
Yeah, you're not right. letting me talk.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
God. All right, you, hold on. Just on track.
Finn likes to bring it back to himself every story.
No, it's back
well,
to
back
you.
Well, back when I was a kid.
Not you. I'm going to say you.
All right, let me recap. We have a guest named Dave who grew up in a wheelchair in a bar at the Lamplighter. Go.
Yeah. That was good, dude. That was good.
Well, that's the last 30 minutes wrapped up right there.
A lot of the listeners are like, yeah, that's what it was.
That's true. All
right. So, in the service, learn to drank heavily, but in your fucking early 20s, you could drink all night, wake up, and go run 3 miles. You know what I'm saying? And I was fit. I was actually skinny and fit. Believe it or not, for all the viewers.
Keep pointing at me, Tommy.
In high school, my superlative award was best physique.
Bullshit.
Whoa. Swear to God.
If what? You guys are related.
Knowing that I was coming
over
on
here,
this podcast same. With a bunch of freaking yoked out dudes. Yeah. I should have
brought your high school pictures.
Yeah, it's the glory days. Back when I was
that would have been sweet.
Just set it in front of them to cover himself.
Yeah. just to prove I once was a fit man.
I was a Greek god at one point. Yeah. Now I'm just a fat fucking Greek.
So I'd like to get back to that. But at any rate, the drinking is really hindering. Long story short, we can move on to something.
All right, listen, drinking does.
Drinking, you're drinking excess. Hindering.
Let him talk. Come
on. You know, like something you said to me a long time ago, believe it or not, I still repeat and remember to this day. You said a body in motion stays in motion.
Yep.
So when I'm all fucked up and hungover, I'm not in too much emotion. You know what I'm saying? So I can feel it in my gut and everything. I just feel like shit. I feel like...
Well, yeah, you chug a bunch of beers every night, you're going to feel like shit.
It's not beers. It's vodka. Almost fucking
Jesus, Dave.
Every fucking
way night. Worse.
And then I got...
it's not beers. It's a gallon of vodka.
I would take like a cup, that Yeti cup. Pour it, fill it with ice to the brim. Brim it, that's called, you know. And then just fill it up until the ice is under the vodka. Take a lemon wedge. Squirt the lemon wedge, like, and then just
jacked and homeless.
Put the tap water on and just go, hit it with the tap water, stir it around like that, and put it down. So
what happened to Dave I used to know? Fuck.
Yeah.
This lying around shit.
It was, and then I was talking to people like, do you drink every day? They're like, yeah, I'll have a couple beers. And I was like passing out drunk every day. You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty cool.
No. A few times my wife had to wake me up in the sunroom. You know, out in the three season room.
Naked?
Butt naked.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know why you said that, but that quite literally.
Because Callis told me about that.
Once the kids go to bed, you know, that's dad's time out there in the three season room. You know
kids come up. Why is dad naked in the sunroom?
Well, that's what she was worried about. That she's like, you got to stop this drinking because one of your sons is going to catch you nude in the sunroom.
Why would you be naked?
I'm like a nudist, man. I love getting naked.
So once you get drunk, you're like, fuck this, clothes are off.
Yeah, fucking A.
Man, I must learn that in LaSalle County.
Well, shit, maybe. I mean, I definitely, that was the foundation of my love for the naked body from where I grew up.
Oh, yeah. You know, yes.
A lot of parties on the river.
Oh, God, clothes, river rats are crazy.
Clothes were not needed down there, you know.
Yeah, speaking of breakouts, you guys been on the river, those river rats, holy shit, aren't telling what the fuck you picked up down there. God. See some of those women?
Now I'm biking to work. I parked 6 miles.
E-bike.
Oh, to the,
motorcycle. No, fucking e-bike. Pedal bike, baby. Mountain bike.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, because I'm too heavy to fucking sit on a road bike, dude. Be running on the rim, man.
Yeah. Gonna lose that gut.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you had best physique 25 years ago. It'll come back, brother.
Yeah.
Still there. It's just over a bunch of fat.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Now, and it's there. I mean, Tom, come on, right here. Hit it.
Punch it's there, dude. It's there.
Punch it fucking hard.
It's hard.
Let me feel it. Come on.
Get in here.
Oh, jeez.
That's barely hard. Even shook.
It did. That didn't. That was. You I know, think
I
mine,
can still.
I just broke my fifth metacarpal.
There's my no fat flexing right there. Oh, you know,
can't flex fat, right,
this
Dave?
This is the worst part.
Yeah, that don't look too good. That might be.
I could get a job at the Lamplighter.
Yeah, but tits like that, man. What's your name? The double B's with the double D's.
Oh, I was looking at the screen. I was supposed to be up here. Anyway,
For those of you listening at home, he's showing his tits off right now on YouTube. So watch YouTube.
At my house, you know, there's a row of trees we used to have, and I'd cut the grass naked, dude. I fucking
you never got arrested it. Doing that shit, or
but no, God no, in my own backyard, covered up by trees and a fence.
Oh, you're all right.
Yeah, no.
That's good. You don't ever answer the door naked, do you?
Come on over tomorrow.
Send me the address.
He relapsed, drunk and naked again.
And that was the thing, you know, you got to.
After talking about it all night.
You got to lose weight. Because like we were talking before, you know.
Be better.
Gaining an inch on your, you know, looking better naked.
So the only reason you want to slim down is so you can gain inches on your penis.
Correct.
That's a good reason.
I mean,
man. I like
no,
that.
That's one of the biggest reasons.
That is a good reason. That is a good reason.
That's
that
one of the
very good.
Reasons.
Yes, for all these of you fat guys out there, you know,
and these fat guys out there,
there
they
is.
Know they've heard of the buried penis syndrome, the right?
Buried penis syndrome. The
buried penis. It's just gonna go disappearing in fat if you continue on with your current way. You
Jesus,
know what I'm saying? If you don't make adjustments to your lifestyle,
you're gonna have a buried penis.
It will go away.
I mean, my cock's my life. I mean, I don't want mine to go away ever.
Yeah.
I'm going to get as thin as humanly possible.
And man. It ain't the fact of, like, oh, my gut covers it up. It's the fat down in your.
You have fat by your
like
dick
a if
you
fat get fat upper dick. Yeah. I've never. You don't have fat by
is,
your dick.
Is that a song? No, I don't have fat by my dick. I'm
how old are you?
41.
You don't have fat by your dick?
I have no fat by my dick.
See? Well, you fucking work out every day.
I've never even heard of fat upper dick.
I got
that fat. That sounds like a great song, though. fat upper dick. That's an AC/DC song.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the first what's area I noticed that was getting fat. Like in my, when I was like 24, I started. That's that, like the first spot.
Is that what like a girl, they call it a fupa?
Fupa. Fat that, upper pussy.
So it's called a
fat upper dick.
Fuda. Fat upper dick. That's a good term. We just made that up tonight.
Fat upper
I've never
dick.
Heard of that.
Fuda.
Trademark. T-shirt.
Trademark. Can't believe you don't have fat on your dick, fucking man. Upper dick.
If I had fat upper dick, I guarantee I'd be working out as hard as I could every night. I would. I would
crunch until I vomit.
Hey, listen. You should not be drinking alcohol. You should be fucking eating healthy every meal. You should be
tell
on that treadmill.
Me about it.
You should be fucking ruck marching through your fucking town till your fat upper dick goes away.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
You want that dick.
And that, I think, is really good fucking motivation. I'm biking set 12 miles a day, but I want to get into the weights, too. I worked out hard in college in the Marine Corps and high
school. Listen, diet is everything, man. What are you eating to get that fat upper dick so people won't eat this?
Well, that's what the culinary pot. No, not shit food, but a lot of good food.
But good a lot of good food. You can't be getting.
For example, tonight I had a pork tenderloin, the entire tenderloin. That was not my bad. But with just green beans.
That's not bad.
I cooked the pork tenderloin. I mean,
it's not too bad.
Injected with clarified butter.
Oh, God. There you go, Dave.
That's getting worse.
If you tell me I can't have fat.
Listen, you can, but you just can't have every.
You just can't have a stick of butter with pork tenderloin.
Yeah, I mean, come on, dude.
Fat is not the problem. It's sugar.
No. Pretty sure it's the amount of fat.
Yeah, fat is also a problem. Sugar is a big problem as well.
Now, let me tell you, I know. It's not sugar. Yeah. It's sugar, not
fat. A lot of people have told me if I stop drinking, the weight's going to fall off.
Well, it will to a point.
To an extent.
But if you're also eating sticks of butter on top of
your
steak,
you're going to have a fat upper dick.
You're going to have a fat upper dick.
And a fat upper
dick. Like, you think how much fat's, like, yeah. Okay.
What do you eat? Steak? Just like fucking.
Pick your mic up a little bit.
Steak?
Yeah, I mean,
what do you eat? Steak every day?
Normal. Steak,
I don't butter up a steak.
Chicken,
salt and pepper.
Chicken.
Well, fish, that's the thing. It was a whole pork tenderloin, which that is not a big cut of meat.
Yeah, right? But pork's very high in fat, and then you put butter on top.
Not a tenderloin. That cut doesn't have a lot of fat on it.
Okay, give me a typical
and
day.
And then green beans.
A meal.
Green beans.
Give me a typical meal you would.
What
before
do you, have
you got on this health kick?
Yeah,
like last week.
Give us the
no, not the last 2 days. Let's see. What'd you have like a typical day? What do you wake up? What do you do? You eat. You drink coffee immediately. What do you do?
Coffee.
Seven Red Bulls.
No, coffee.
Just coffee.
Large iced coffee.
Iced coffee.
I don't eat
how much
until
sugar?
Lunchtime.
How much sugar is in an iced coffee? What do you get those
girly ones? If I get like a Dunkin' Donuts, I get two sugar packets.
Sugar, right? No good.
You don't. All right. You don't put sugar in your coffee?
I don't drink coffee. Don't believe in it. Never have.
What about? What do you mean? What about?
I drink aminos every morning to wake up.
Amino acids.
Mm-hmm.
Recovery.
Two scoops of aminos every single morning on my way to work and my breakfast.
That's what's
every
breakfast?
Day. Depending on what day it is, today I had overnight oats. The day before that, I had eight eggs and almonds.
Eight eggs?
And the day before that.
Isn't that going to raise your cholesterol? That's as bad as a stick of butter in it.
Egg whites. I threw the egg yolks out my window.
Eight egg whites.
Yeah. Right, hard boiled. That's when I'm on the road in the mornings.
Then you throw the yolks out, which is what's carrying the cholesterol.
Right? Well, I mean, there's good and bad in a yolk, but there's a lot more fat and stuff in the yolk, right?
Yeah.
So instead of using the fat out of that, I usually eat almonds or something. I like that to spice it up to make it taste better, right? The other stuff has, oatmeal in it, protein powder, milk just mixed together.
So, hold on. If you're throwing the yolk out, which is the most natural part of the egg, and you're replacing it with the fat of an almond.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, it'd be like the same amount of fat when you're done.
14 grams of fat.
Of almonds?
Of almonds.
It's 14 grams of
28
almonds.
28 almonds I eat. 14
Do you count them out?
Always. Two with every yolk. Or two with every half.
White. Pull up your, let me see your stomach.
Uh-oh.
In camera.
Let me scoot this back a little bit. Come on.
Ah! Oh, fucking A. All right, I gotta start counting my almonds and throwing yolks out. See, that's important too to have breakfast, right?
Take your shirt off, sir.
Oh boy.
Get on that camera? You, on camera, out of camera, don't matter.
For our listeners, we're having a
body by butter, baby.
Listen, I can see why this guy was the physique of the year back at LaSalle County High School. LaSalle Peru right there. Caravans. Now he's posing like Chris Farley. That's like Chris Farley pose. When he, Chippendales? Yeah, when he did the Chippendales dance. God. That was Chris Farley right there. Oh, my God. I got to start eating almonds. Hey, you didn't see any fat upper dick there, did you? You changed. Hey, get your headset back on.
Jesus Christ, your whole back is done, man.
It's a different camera angle.
Holy shit. He's we got, he's got a forest back here.
For real? Hold on.
Check us out.
Take this off.
Check us out. We'll show the camera.
How do you do that?
Turn your fat ass around.
Be better. Holy shit, he's got a bear back there. Yeah, that's... He got a river? Where is it? Alaska?
That's Lover's Leap.
Starved Rock.
Oh, man. How long ago was those Starved Rock murders?
Fuck, it was in like the 60s.
Oh, okay.
He didn't give part of that. Did
you? How long? Well, he said he hasn't been there in a while. I didn't know.
During COVID, too.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
oh, my God. What an episode, huh?
Yeah.
This guy is wild, Tom.
I told you. Where
the hell did you find this guy at? Lover's Leap?
Walking around Maywood.
Met him at
Metamora? Maywood?
Met him at the Leap Lighter.
The listeners weren't sure if what I was packing underneath here, man. You know what I mean?
You're packing, all right.
He said a post down.
Yeah, so I'm like.
He's going to be R-rated now.
So I got out of the service in 2006, like 220.
220. Hold on, how old are you?
40. 40. Oh, on the button,
shit, man.
220 degrees. 220.
Are you drinking? Is that vodka? That's got to be vodka.
No, but that's a side effect. That's a withdrawal. You get kind of confused and hallucinate.
I can tell, man.
I'm.
You're shaking a little bit.
No.
Yeah, look at your hand. It's moving. See it?
that's
shaking, bud.
You got to steady that hand out. You know how you steady it?
I had
flex your tricep.
That's how you stop shaking?
Or actually start drinking.
Listen, he's a professional. He's a doctor. He knows.
Yeah.
Oh, God, they're shaking even worse. Settle down.
I think of the lactic acid buildup.
I can tell. He's doing the Chris Farley every time.
So,
all right, go on.
220, I got out of service.
Did you go to
now.
Afghanistan or anything?
Iraq. Two tours to Iraq.
Oh, geez, man.
Yeah.
How was that?
Dave's a real deal.
That's prime time, too, right?
2003 and 2004.
That Ramadan, yeah. Whatever that place was called, Iraq. Is that a.
What? Ramadi?
Yeah. Heard that was pretty wild.
Fallujah was the worst. I wasn't in Fallujah. The unit I joined, I was in Baghdad.
You're a Marine, correct?
Yes. Oh, infantryman. Rifleman.
Hardcore.
0311.
Jesus.
Rifleman.
Better watch out. Tom, I didn't know he was a fucking rifleman.
So that was another thing that has started me to
was that 9
change
months?
My ways.
Each seven. Time? 7 months? Each
7 month tours twice. But I saw a video on YouTube of a dude that's a double amputee from like covering up a buddy of his and getting shot by an insurgent that infiltrated their camp, got on a turret mounted machine gun, and just laid this guy up. Okay. He's a double amputee, I think. Waist down, if I'm not mistaken, like thigh down. And he stayed on active duty. So he's still in active duty. And he's like, if they want me to swim, I'll fucking learn how to swim. If they want me to, you know, and I was like watching that YouTube video.
Gave you inspiration.
With a cigarette in my mouth and a beer off to the side. And like ashes just falling. And I'm just going, the fuck am I doing? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I had a foundation kind of a athleticism moment. And shit.
Come to God.
Yeah, like, just, oh, you know, and then
this guy's kicking like, ass and I'm here.
I used to be able to run. I ran a marathon in 2007.
Yeah.
Finished it. Yeah. And I probably couldn't run to that fucking door right now, right. You know, without losing my breath and shit. So
I'm very thankful I did not drink in front of you. I'd have felt very bad now.
I would not.
After hearing something like this.
Well, the thing is, I'm pretty dead set on seeing a change.
You just told me you're going to drink in a week.
I said it's going to be a challenge.
Okay.
I've got a bachelor party in a week.
That's going to be tough.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, God. Oh,
Jesus.
And I was going to call my brother-in-law. It's for my brother-in-law, the podcast guy.
I'd call it off.
Well, I was thinking about, like, is anyone there, maybe just a pot smoker or something.
Who's a podcast guy?
That I'm not going to smoke pot, but that dude won't be drinking. But according to this book I'm reading by Alan Carr, The Easy Way to Quit Drinking, he was a 100-cigarette-a-day chain smoker, and in 1983 quit cold turkey, supposedly from this easy method. I got the idea from Nikki Glaser, the comedian. She said she read that book.
I heard about that.
She read that book and stopped drinking the day she finished the book. Just because. So according to the book, the premise of the book is that you're going to go on a bachelor party and just not want to drink. In my psyche, I cannot fathom that. So I'm like eagerly trying to finish this book. And I was like fucking reading. And it says, like, while you read this, drink. You do what you do. And so there's no time in my fucking day.
How many pages
sit down with them? It's how many pages is the book? I fucking don't know.
How many you got left?
Well, I had to get it on audio. God. Because there's no time, and I'm driving all the time at work.
Yeah, I'm driving
more than I'm fucking sitting. So I gotta, I got it on book on tape. Book on tapes, because it's, in my eyes, imperative I finish the book.
I think some people can't drink because they have a problem, a big problem.
Well, and I don't want to get to that point either, where it's like I had an aunt that we would go to like parties at her house, or if she was ever there at the party, there could be no booze. If there was booze, and so I never want to be like that, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm saying, you guys drink some beers, have some beers. That's kind of part of my development, is to be able to there's a beer right there.
Nobody's done that in day two.
I think that's like easiest maybe right now.
6 months.
And then, so what I want to do is feel the benefits of not drinking, like not a drop. And then,
what about the benefits of drinking, though, when you see all your friends having fun?
I know.
I mean, that's going to be hard.
But this book is claiming that it's not going to matter.
Yeah, but he's seen that for 40 years.
And that's why I'm reading it, because I feel the same thing, that it's in fucking possible.
I get it. You can do it, but.
And like, I love golfing.
Situation. Oh, God, golf.
How am I going to not drink a golf?
I'll tell you how. I don't golf.
I love fishing.
No fishing.
How am I going to not drink and
can't
fish?
Do it. You can't what do else? It. You pair it together.
Smoking meat. This recent endeavor I just started like a month ago.
I know. What else are you going to do? If you're going to sit there and look at a fucking brisket for 8 hours?
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Just stare at it? Yeah. When there's a whole case of beer looking at me?
And it's like all my known life. Everything I do was revolving around alcohol.
Wow, it's a bad habit. It's just habits.
The only thing I don't do is drink at work, you know?
Yeah. Well,
but if I'm not at work, I'm drinking.
So you have no other hobbies, then, it sounds like to me. But
no, he just said he had.
Well, any hobby you have involves drinking.
Yeah, everyone.
You know what I mean?
Plenty of hobbies. I love hunting and fishing.
Well, how about hunting. Lifting weights? Maybe make that a hobby. You can't drink and lift, really. I mean,
that's it. That's the endeavor. That's the point. I'm on the cusp of that.
So once you have that,
where I'm like, you have kids, if you drink tonight, you're not going to be able to. I'm not a good nighttime working out. So. If I don't go in the morning prior to work, I'm not working out.
Well, that's how? Mentally weak? I mean, what's the deal? Just go fucking work out.
I think it's like I get home and there's too much to do. I do the cooking in the house, so I need to prepare dinner, pick up my sons, take them to T-ball. There's no working out, no fucking way.
Listen,
I can't go to the gym for an hour.
I help coach.
And I have the Built Like a Badass program that I've tried to get through for a couple times. It's saying, like, for the busier man, the Built Like a Badass
in the morning,
3 days,
good, yeah.
3 days a week, and the workout takes about 30 to 45 minutes
before work. It's great.
Piece of cake. And just, that was me. I never worked out at night. I remember I was always talking to you and you said, I fucking work a 16-hour day, come home and work out. Now.
Because I had to. I didn't have a choice.
Plus you had the gym in your home.
So yeah. Do the same. You don't need that much to start.
I got the fucking dumbbell.
You've got to start then.
What's the
adjustables?
Yeah, I put that on my work vehicle.
Oh, nice.
So if there's any, but I can't even read a book, so there's no downtime to do fucking goddamn.
Well, you're,
you know,
you're it sounds like you had a lot of downtime smoking 100 cigarettes a day and drinking all this booze.
No, you're smoking 100 cigarettes. I'm not smoking 100 cigarettes a day. The author is. I do smoke a fair share of cigarettes a day, but it's not 100.
Well, you know, Arnold, when he was in the Austrian army, he was a tank driver, and he used to put a barbell and plates underneath his tank. And every time they'd stop on maneuvers, he'd pull them out and do a couple reps.
Yeah.
So that's just, what you got to do.
And I know, like, the body in motion stays in motion thing. So I want to build my cardio up. Then my workouts with free weights will be a little bit better.
I mean, listen, the easiest thing you do is start with your diet. I mean,
that's what I'm doing.
He did.
The diet's not very good.
Stick of butter, pork. Come on. No booze.
Get a good diet. Perfect. Start with
the
that.
Pork was injected, not with a stick.
Start slowly, a couple weeks in, maybe, you know, start removing some stuff. By fucking summertime, you'd be on a good diet. Can't be a diet. It's got to be a way of life, though, you know?
Yeah, true that. That's what I'm saying.
You know, and then I don't, maybe like, the weekends, maybe 80-20 once you get your weight.
I tried the, what you call it, where you don't eat carbohydrates.
Carnivore?
Carnivore.
No.
Keto?
Keto.
Okay, ketosis.
And I felt like my bloating was down pretty far.
Yeah, sure. You get out of ketosis, right? It's not good.
And then you're like, oh, no rice, so it's just eating a little less. But
well, like, you have to – so things you got to prioritize, right? Well, what's the best diet? Is the diet you'll stick to, right? That's the best diet. And
yeah, which is like
if you know you can only train in the mornings, then set up 3 training sessions in the mornings.
Three?
Better set three, right?
What do you mean three? Oh, 3 a week?
yeah,
right.
Not 3 a morning.
That's what I'm saying. 3?
Like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, no matter what, you're training.
Yeah.
I think you need something at night, dude, because now, at night's when he's drinking.
No, but if I drink the night before, I'm not getting up at 4 to go work out.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So that is why. If I'm not drinking, I think what's that country singer that said? He was like, I quit drinking so I could work out. And he lost his shit.
Never been a country
singer. Tim McGraw. Tim McGraw. He used to be a big fat motherfucker. And he,
I don't trust that guy.
Yeah, but he quit drinking so that he could work out the next day.
Faith Hill, man. Yeah, it was good. I like guys like Kenny Williams Jr., David Alcoa, you know, the real outlaws.
Yeah, those are real deal Holy Fields. But
what about this new guy, Morgan, whatever?
He threw that chair out
of
that
the
guy,
bar in Nashville, the top of the
I kind
of
like the rooftop.
A country singer?
Yeah.
It almost hit a cop.
See, I haven't seen like adult television or news in years. I mean,
you're Cocoa Melon and out.
Cocoa Melon.
What are you usually doing?
Blippi.
Oh, Blippi. That
and monster trucks.
Oh, my gosh. Blippi's a worse. Oh,
you know that fuck, you know the story behind that, that dude was like a gay porn star.
No.
The Blippi character, you can look it up online.
No idea we saw
it. He's like this fucking kid character guy that goes around to shit.
Yeah, there's all that weird shit.
Talk to
the
like a voice like this. And I can't stand it, dude.
It's the worst. Right?
And then a friend of ours, she's a teacher, she said the guy was on gay porn and you can look it up and find it. Sure as shit on Reddit, you look up Blippi. And he's like defecating on another dude.
Oh God!
Yeah,
he just ruined
the whole. Oh, those are all the videos he tried to get rid of, right?
Yeah, Vince McMahon.
Like, hey, trying to get rid of him because he's doing this
and
show.
Then and he finally was just like, "Fine, I'll admit I did it. It was my past." Fine. Yada yada.
They got a new Blippi.
And there's still that other. I don't know if now the video's going forward, but my fucking son stumbles upon that shit sometimes.
Him
and
shitting like, on people.
No, God, no. My God, no.
Jesus,
no.
Dude. Blippi. You monitor that Blippi YouTube, bro.
Videos, Blippi videos, and I cannot stand it. Not only because of his past, but the way the guy talks. And he'll go to, like, professional places and be like, we're going to look at trucks today. And he has that, like, I don't know what. That's not appealing to children to talk like a fool.
So. I mean, apparently it is.
I guess.
He does that stupid giggle the whole time where
don't do it. Yeah,
the worst. My one I hated the most, he had like a Ford Super Duty, like an F-250,
the and red one with the ketchup.
Yeah, and he just starts spraying ketchup. We're gonna show you how to wash a truck. We spraying ketchup and mustard on it.
Oh
my God,
getting all over it.
But that, like, the dude is on upper concert tours and shit.
Yeah, no,
man.
He's making crazy money.
It's insanity. But then we had heard like a good show to it was Trash Truck is a good one, like slower, just chill. I don't know.
Let's turn this back around.
Yeah, what's up?
There's all this sad stuff about not drinking and stuff. I want to hear some good stories. Well, Tom told me he had a bunch of good stories.
Hold on. Before we get into a story, let's just knock this out. We have a chef here.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Cranberry cream.
So
that fits his diet. He's getting his eyes.
So this is. So.
A couple. Count me out 28 almonds worth of that Cadbury egg and I'll eat it.
So a couple of weeks
I haven't counted a fucking almond my entire life. I don't think. That's dedication that I need.
Put them right with them. Pair them together, man.
So a couple of weeks ago,
a dietitian once told me that you get a pistachio, shelled pistachio, because it's a little harder.
I don't like that. Too much work, you know.
Well, that's the premise. That's the idea.
Well, listen, I got a lot of self-control, man. I'm very disciplined. I don't need that, you know, hard pistachio nut.
Right.
Like this, you know, I wouldn't eat something like this ever. I've never had one.
You think you could quit drinking?
Me?
Yeah.
If I wanted to, easily. I could easily quit.
How do you know?
I'll tell you, for one thing, I was, you know, I chewed tobacco for a long time.
You quit that?
Quit it cold turkey one night.
Yeah, you read that book about the 100 cigarettes?
Yeah, some guy was smoking 100 cigarettes a day.
Yeah,
have you heard of that?
Car? Yeah. And he explained to like how like
before my first daughter was born, I figured I shouldn't have spittoons laying everywhere. Maybe I should give this. Now is a good time to give it up.
She'll
know the day that I give it up. So I remember that night before she was born.
You read that book really
fast. I read the book as fast as I could. I put a big dip in. I went to my bathroom. I put on Pornhub. I beat off until my dick couldn't handle it anymore. It's very relaxing with the dip in, you know. And then I took that dip out and I threw it in the toilet. And I flushed everything down. The baby batter. I flushed the baby batter down. I flushed that tobacco down.
I'm not eating a Cadbury egg with cream in it right now.
On my life.
I'm picturing like loose tobacco.
Oh, it was everywhere.
Fucking everywhere. Nut in there.
There was not only a nut, there was also a Hershey Squirts.
Oh, my God. Come on. Shit. Feed off.
Making magic potions in there?
Goodness. Why didn't you slit your fucking there's arm? Also,
I was bleeding from I was masturbating very roughly and aggressively. I was bleeding
busted
from my
open
hand.
A herpes?
Yeah. Come on. I didn't live down in LaSalle County. But no, I threw it out and I never touched it again ever. And, you know, my wife goes, you know, you're drinking once in a while. You throw a dip in here or there. I said, I quit. I cannot do it. I won't do it again. And, you know, the first couple of months was kind of hard. So I reverted back to when I was like 13. I used to, when I played baseball in the summer, I always chewed, shredded coconut and acted like it was tobacco. So I used to always chew that. So then I used that for 2 months. And then, never chewed ever again. Not one time. Tom, you remember when I used to chew? I
mean, yeah, we used to bench and bet tins of Skull.
Yeah. Remember, I bet I can bench this. And you're like, no, you can't. I'll bet you a tin of Skull. Fucking bench it. Tom wasn't even old enough to buy me a tin of Skull, but, you know, gave me the money. I went and bought it.
Where'd you guys meet?
What was that, Lamplighter?
Yeah.
Tom was on amateur night.
His brother was working out with me, and he was older, right? He goes, yeah, I got this younger brother, Tom. He's crazy like you, and I'm going to bring him to the gym one day. So that's kind of how I met him at the gym.
Yeah. 15 year old, years ago.
Your brother power lifter too?
No, he's a doctor.
His brother, yeah, his brother is actually a doctor.
He's actually a surgeon in Chicago. Yeah.
Can we get him on here? We got to ask him a few questions.
Yeah, he's got a lot of questions.
How many almonds will 28. You lose weight?
28.
So you're obviously then your every single thing that goes in your mouth.
Not always. It depends.
Regimented and
it depends. You know, the last couple of weeks I've been really going at it better because summer's coming, right? You know, I kind of know what to eat, what not to eat, because I've been doing it for fucking since I was in high school. So I pretty much always ate about 80-20, but, you know, the last couple.
What's 80-20?
Like 80% of the time I ate really good, like a bodybuilder, and 20% of the time kind of eat whatever I want. So I used to do a lot of it. 5 days a week, I eat pretty perfect, you know, and then 2 days a week, I eat whatever I want. You know, I'd still eat good, but sometimes I'd eat like pizza or no shit I liked. Drink beer, whatever. Just can't do it every day. That's what I'm saying.
Drink beer every day?
No, absolutely. I couldn't. I wouldn't look like this if I did. I do enjoy drinking, and I will drink 20, 24 beers sometimes. But
and
I don't
sitting,
do
though, one day, yeah. and then recover from that.
Usually, I would go, then the next day, and I would immediately go to work out. I don't miss a workout.
Right.
Most of 90%.
You work out 7 days a week?
6 to 7. I mean, not 4 days, very hard, very heavy. A couple days of like auxiliary shit, you know, and then I will also, you know, once in a while do some Stairmaster shit like that, arm day, you know, easier stuff. But yeah, most of the days I work out. And if I got drunk on Saturday, I'm going to the gym Sunday morning.
Right. Right.
You know, it makes you feel better either way too.
Oh yeah.
Even if I'm drinking again that day, I still work out that morning.
Yeah. Move.
Right. And then eat healthy, moving, you know? Get all the fluids back in, and then maybe pop another beer.
Right.
Depending on what the situation is.
All right, let's get back to these cream eggs. Jake, what are you talking about?
Oh, no. Well, so if everybody remembers from a couple weeks ago, we were talking about Cadbury cream eggs, and we had both Toms had never had one. And I said, well, yeah. they're about to Easter's over, so they're about to be out of the store.
Yeah,
so
my wife is going to buy them, which you can find them anywhere.
Yeah, this is the last box in St. Charles. I can guarantee you that. I had my wife look at every store, and this is the last one. Awesome. So I've been
Your
saving
wife got them for us?
Yeah, yeah. I've been saving it for you guys. Oh my
God. Thank Cadbury
you.
Eggs.
Thank you, Mrs. Ross. I know you're listening.
It's one of my favorites.
You're unwrapped already, huh?
I'm on. Yeah, he unwraps very fast. That.
You going fucking whole.
I don't want to squirt in my mouth.
Jesus.
I put them in the fridge for just a little. They should be chilled.
Just think about me dropping that load in the toilet and spit my tobacco on it.
Yeah, come on.
Tom, how is it?
What's this orange? Why is it orange?
Orange?
Mm-hmm.
What's the inside of an egg, Tom?
Marmalade.
Oh, that's a yolk.
His egg is.
I don't eat the yolks, brother.
Yeah, throw those yolks out the window, brother. Get those fucking almonds. Oh, good. Oh. Hey, just in time. Thank you. We got
Amber's muffins.
Amber's muffins just showed up. The protein muffins. We got Cadbury cream dogs.
Oh, this is good.
This is good.
Oh shit! What's inside of this, man?
Cream filling.
Jacob jerked off.
Just yours.
Oh my God. There's blood on this even too. It's gross.
It's yellow. I wonder if I should get that checked out.
That we're talking about the dip spit. Reminds me of this time we were training with British Royal Marines.
Now, this sounds good.
Those guys, we think we drink hard in America and party hard and shit. Those guys are unprecedentedly party animals.
Oh, the British sailors?
British Royal Marines. I don't necessarily know about all British, but these dudes, they came over to the United States just to simply co-train.
Yeah.
And then... 1 year,
wild.
The Brits will come here, and the other year, we'll go there. Well, they had this guy there, and all the British Royal Marines and some of our guys were spitting in the same milk jug, chewing tobacco, spitting.
They drank it.
So he's going along in a fucking gallon milk jug, and it got about 3 inches of communal dip spit.
Love it.
So this guy... For nothing, they bet, and they go, "This guy's crazy, man. Trust me. Well, this guy's crazy, man. Trust me, Dad. Jesus He's gonna.
Christ, this guy could throw his voice,
and he fucking drank the whole thing.
Did he throw up immediately?
No.
Are you kidding me?
I swear to God, communal dip spit. So then later on, they wanted to play football, soccer, us against them, right? And I see the dude that drank the dip spit has what seems to be acne from. In short shorts all the way down his legs. It was an STD.
Oh, this is great. This guy sounds awesome.
And they were talking about this dude that like, yeah, he's fucking nasty and shit like that. And I'm playing soccer. Like, get the fuck away from
Jesus
me.
Jesus Christ, I don't think I'd play against him.
Yeah. I'm not going to go rubbing legs with this dude that's got an active STD down his leg.
Rubbing legs. I never even heard of an STD that could be in your leg.
Oh, God. It was like a form of gonorrhea.
It must have been the worst.
It didn't stop at his groin or knees. It went, clear
this guy
down.
This had something we never heard of before.
So this is the kind of caliber of dude that dude we were dealing with. Oh, I remember, God. Like, I think I was underage at the time, under 21. And that night, so everybody went to an American bar. And the stories from that, they would say, like, apparently, I don't know if this is a big thing in England.
Creaming was good.
But there'd be, like, you'd go to the bathroom. Hey, man, I got to piss. They'd piss in your beer. Or.
Always bring your beer with you.
Well, I never fucking heard of that type of shit. Well, and
you grew up in a bar. You should have known that.
I've never had a motherfucking another man piss in my beer or attempt to, even at a party situation.
Well, that's true. I haven't either, but I always bring my beer wherever I go, no matter what.
I mean, I guess for drug purposes and things of that nature.
I've been drugged many times.
Yep.
Yeah. Multiple women drug me.
You know who's a good drugger? Your buddy.
Oh, Cali's over there. He's got some stories about his old lady drugging her and fucking shit.
I don't drug her, so I just wait till she falls asleep.
Yeah, I get her. Hey, do you fuck your old lady while she's sleeping a lot?
I just saw there was a dude that did that. I saw
you're looking at him.
An article or something
written by Tom.
She's like, hey, babe, what are you doing?
Now, sometimes I just wake up having sex. I'm just like, awesome.
So you pass out. She jumps on your bones.
No.
No. I just wake up and I'm having sex with her. I'm like, you remember last
That's
night?
That's what
like,
you're
like, yeah, me too. Sweet.
Just
I had to sleep next to Tom one night on a road trip. Didn't end well.
You count the chocolate chips in these?
Oh, yeah. Seven.
I can only eat half. There's seven chocolate chips in there.
I already wrote it down in my dialogue.
Well, these are protein muffins.
These are protein muffins. Protein. My wife makes protein muffins.
That's not a chocolate chip then.
No, it's protein.
Yeah, it's a chocolate.
But chip. You're balancing out with the protein.
Yeah, it's protein.
It's like just flour batter.
Simple sugars. Do you eat a lot of simple sugars?
No,
this guy's like really fucked up. He said he's not drinking my ass.
I'm just trying to get.
Hey, have you ever drank your chew spit?
No, God.
Okay.
Oh, accidentally.
One time at Country Thunder, I told everybody to put the spitters in there because you brought that story up. I did the beer bong, right? You had it held. We put a whole tin of Skull in there and the spittoon in there, and I fucking drank it all. And it fucking, I projectile vomited within 5 seconds. I mean, just like.
That's probably because of the can of Skull.
The whole can I swallowed.
Yeah,
and projectile vomited it.
Your stomach's going to be like negative, you know what I mean?
Eggs made me do that when I drank 50 of them. I puked and puked and puked.
Really?
About 10 seconds after I drank 50 ice cold raw eggs, give me a brain freeze. And then I projectile vomited that. That didn't work out good within 30 seconds.
What did you think was going to happen?
Well, I made a bet with a guy over a Bears-Packer game. Of course, the Bears lost, so then I did that. And then another one I made a bet on was I drank a whole bottle of hot sauce.
What kind?
Frank's Red Hot. So I drank. I drank the whole bottle, right?
A stick of butter.
So get this, I drank it, and I'm about to right before I worked out, did the video. I'm like, that wasn't bad at all, man. So I start working out, everything's fine. 20 minutes into it, I feel like I'm gonna shit my pants. So I fucking sprint into my house, you know, about an acre away, right into the house, right to the bathroom. I pull my pants down, Dumb and Dumber style shit, just water. Don't even know I'm shitting. I'm looking down there, I'm still going. Don't even know I'm going, and it wouldn't stop.
Was it burning?
No, it was just going through me like water. And then I flush the toilet, think I'm done. Then a minute later, same thing. Like a faucet, just turn on a faucet. Like as much water it comes out as you can. It was fuck. And then I was sick for 6 hours. So I would suggest never doing that again as well.
Bottle of Frank.
But I didn't think it was going to be that bad because it didn't hit me for 30 minutes, you know. Went through my system, I guess.
Do you guys already eat your muffins?
Of course we did. Right?
Oh, yeah.
It's good fucking muffins.
That is good. Very good.
And the Cadbury cream eggs were good.
That's a good muffin, man.
Cows?
What is there, just like whey protein in those things?
Yeah, she mixes them with some kind of either RTD proteins probably instead of milk. Does those. Yeah, she's a good baker. She's a stud.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you want to get into what happened, Tommy?
What happened?
Well, you got to have an update here.
The gym?
Oh, there's fucking multiple. Well, there's three updates.
We can do another podcast about that.
There's fucking four updates.
Yeah.
I got an update.
I don't know.
You got two updates.
You got time?
Oh, we can go over another 15, 20 minutes. How long have we been on?
Hour 20.
What do you usually do?
We go about another 15 minutes.
Get that thing up there, buddy.
We usually go over an hour at least.
Yeah, about an hour.
It needs an extension.
No, it doesn't. You just need to know where to put it.
You're fine, dude.
I think you're the only guy in the podcast with the big head before. These microphones don't work for me. I need an extension.
Cowboy Cam, my God. You guys got a fucking...
You ever see Dan Bell's head?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Dan Bell.
What's the demographic of your listeners? Weight training guys?
Girls in their 20s.
Yeah, mostly women.
Hot women.
Cheerleaders.
There seem to be a lot in LaSalle County.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
Strippers. They're going to like you, man. I know that. Yeah. Stripper connoisseur. They're going to find you. Where can they find you at anyway? Are you on any social media?
No.
I was going to tell him.
That's going to be good for your podcast.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, he wants to start this podcast. I says, yeah. I don't think he's on any fucking social media either.
Somebody's got to
listen.
I said, you sort of need a following on social media first.
But yeah,
but I was wasting so much time on it, I got rid of all I have is Snapchat. Should I plug my Snapchat?
I would. Get those strippers on there.
I forgot what my name is. Big Shooter.
Yeah, it's got to be Big Shooter, something like that.
Big Shooter.
Big Shooter with a fucking upper dick fat or whatever it's called.
Pull your pants down. I want to make sure. God,
not live on the air. What are we on here? Is this? Can I do that, Tommy? Can I pull my dick out?
Yeah, sure. It should be fine.
Is there a rating? Camera's not gonna see it. Rating?
We're rated X.
Pull it down.
Yeah, we're rated
X. Oh, really?
They wouldn't let us upload because we did some clip from like Tommy Boy or something one episode, it wouldn't even let us upload it. So flagged. Nope. Not doing it. Copyright.
Oh yeah, you can't do that, right?
So we gotta be kind of careful.
You can't fucking play a song and shit like that. Right?
No. Because they'll catch it on the upload. I didn't think it was gonna catch the upload. I thought it would catch us if you get reported or something.
Right.
But no, the technology is good enough where they can catch it as you're uploading.
Yeah, it must have been just too much of us not talking through it. Just
right. Sometimes if you talk through the audio of someone else, like a video I play or a song, you can get by, but
Hey, did you hear about the new Dr. Pepper?
Peter's pretty smart.
They got a new one just came out. It's like a coconut flavored one for the summer.
Gross.
Yeah. I got to get it.
Did you get it?
No, I got to
I'll tell Amber.
Got to find it.
I'll tell her.
So we can
coconut?
It. Some kind of coconut flavored and something else for the summertime shit. Where was I going with that?
Updates.
Let's give out. We got three updates for sure.
Okay.
Jim, two for you. Jim, yesterday's session.
Yes.
Which it
was a short one, but I talked about it. Don't worry.
Okay. And then just where I'm going this weekend.
Okay.
That's it. So first, let's go with the session. Well, people love this. Go ahead,
Jim. Oh, no, I just say, I will say I witnessed the session.
Bullshit.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
This is good. Jacob, you tell us that first.
I couldn't hear.
He was sitting next to me. He was laying down next to me on the couch.
It was in the gym?
I had to take a... No, I was in the truck.
He left the gym to go to the parking lot to get into the truck.
And you saw this?
Yeah, I saw it happen.
What did she look like?
Well, he didn't jump in the truck with him. She was on camera.
I know. What you saw her. What did she look like?
No, I didn't see her. I saw Tom. He said he has to go to his therapy. He said he's got a lot of bowel fin on his chest. He needs to get out of his... He just needs to let it out. And so he shut the door. And the next thing I see him is yelling. Spits on the inside.
Was his shirt off?
Yeah.
I ripped it.
This quickly. Was Tom?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, Tom.
What happened? What's
okay?
Something about that. I don't know.
We're the deal is
that was Tom all has I. been going to therapy.
That's true. Yeah. But right? That was all I.
Callous.
And I physical found, or mental?
Well, I'm nothing.
What type of thing?
Mental. Physical.
I don't know.
You don't think I do my own?
I don't know. Maybe ate 32 almonds the other day. You need fucking mental or physical
this
therapy.
This guy's learning his almonds. You want to get the wasabi?
Two,
the
very four, good.
I'm going to go back home and just count out 28.
Oh, I used to love the hot habanero ones. Barbecue. Good. Oh, God, they're great. I don't see those anymore.
I saw the
Costco.
Did they
have them? The hot. Oh, fuck. I got to look those up. The wasabi ones they have everywhere.
Yeah.
But I used to like the hot barbecue or something like that.
Yeah, habanero Costco. Barbecue.
Mrs. Barbell, I know you're listening, picking up some of those.
So, all right, go ahead with the therapy.
All right, yeah. So I talked to my therapist, Val, and I was like, hey, we'd like to get you on.
What's your name?
Stupid. Val.
She hot?
I'm talking, Val like, Venus.
First question I asked. She's pretty lady.
He is related to me. Is she hot? That's the first question.
So I asked her, I'm like, hey, could you get on the podcast? She's like, so I brought it to the team, and it's like, maybe if you sign like a... like a disclosure, just in case like something comes up that we talked about, like you don't try to sue us, like
because right.
You said that was private, but you brought it up with the, like,
yeah,
she goes, I don't want to cross those boundaries. She goes, but what I could offer first would be the
therapy session, both of us on air.
No, the head of the practice, the owner.
Oh, geez.
He could come on. I go, he goes, yeah, well, he'd have good insight and stuff. Like, oh yeah, that I know, but cool. I go, the whole selling point is.
You are Tom's therapist. That is the biggest selling
point. I go, that's the selling point. It's not just like somebody to talk about, like the process.
We don't care
like,
about that.
Obviously, Ken doesn't give a shit about that.
No, nobody.
But
does.
I go, the humor in it would be to get you
big on. Time.
She's like, oh, okay. She goes, maybe. She goes, well, let me know what you guys want to do. If it's, I can line something with him, or then maybe if I can have you sign something, then I could join
I think
on
her, and we know, in 20 minutes or something quick. It don't have to be a 2-hour episode.
Right.
But I think it would be pretty good to have her on. And not only that, maybe it could help somebody, right? Can not only be entertaining for us,
yeah,
but it also could help somebody. Who knows? You know,
she's
what
smart.
Do you? Can you disclose your mental disorder?
I'm not diagnosed mental disorder.
What do you mean? You just go chit chat with a therapist?
Yeah, I was talking
guy. To him last week.
He lays on the couch too.
Yeah, it says you go down there, you lay down, you talk to her. I'm like lay down.
Like, you mind if I take my shoes off?
Yeah,
we're like Tony Soprano. Think about Tony Soprano talking to
them. My pants are.
Yeah, he had fucking mental issues, man. He had some mental shit to deal with. You know,
he was killing people, man. Shit. Come on, Tommy. Well, maybe
Starbrock murders.
Starbrock murders.
He's from LaSalle County.
Aruba.
He wasn't Aruba too.
I don't know.
It's true.
So that's about nothing. Nothing else, like
no, because I had to go because like the girls were being crazy at the gym and shit. So I was like, I just want to. We just talked a little bit, and then I was like, hey, I want to talk. I'm like, I got one thing real quick. I'm like, can you do the podcast? So I'm gonna email her this week and say, hey,
like, we really like to get you on. I'm trying to help you, and he keeps asking me on a goddamn podcast.
Have you ever seen
one thing real quick? I need you on my podcast.
What's that with Will Ferrell where she shows up at like the wedding or something? And he's like, oh, I knew you'd come out here, you rascal. She's like, you said you were going to kill yourself. I'm your therapist.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
He's like, oh, you're so funny. What movie is that?
I do know that.
Oh, duh. It's with the drummer. Don't touch my drumstick.
Oh, yeah.
Step Brothers.
It's the ending of it. Yes. Remember when the therapist comes out?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
That's going to be
the Catalina wine mixer.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have any other questions for Tom in a service?
This is pretty good.
Hit me, dude. Ask him some questions.
Well, like, it's just so you just thought one day you're going to generally just see a therapist?
No. So actually, me and Finn talked about this the other day, off air. Little, what is it called? Exclusive?
Oh, put it on there.
LGS. Do you have exclusive? A thing on here?
Yeah. I made it last week.
Oh, dude, you're so good at this.
Yeah, the ticker on there, LGS exclusive.
Oh, yeah. That was really helpful last week.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. It kept popping up. You got to make the noise, too.
Here we go.
Ba, 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 ba.
All right, exclusive.
LGS exclusive.
No, I had like, so what is it, 7 years ago? When I first became a lineman, that's all I wanted to be. I was a good lineman. I didn't care about anything else. Good lineman, work as much as I can, understand my craft, be the fucking best. That's all I cared about. I'd come home and I'd treat my wife and my kids like apprentices. That's a fucking dickhead. Yeah. I was just a piece of, I treated everybody at work the same. And then, you talk down to apprentices and then I'd take it home.
Oh, and God. I did think not change. I mean, come on, you listen to the episodes. So
it just helped me like try to fucking like take different hats. I couldn't put a different hat on. I was just Tom the lineman and that was it. And then I go, okay, no. Okay. Now
Tom's a lineman?
I'm in the gym. I can be like this way. I can be.
There it is.
Then I can kind of switch hats better and navigate that, but I couldn't really do it at first. I could just,
why'd you zoom down on that?
Because I can't get to that screen.
What's the screen? What's it for?
I can't get to this.
ADD.
Like, see, I can put like "Let's Get Stupid" on the bottom,
but the feed doesn't show the zooming in and out.
Yeah,
it just shows.
So you're seeing that little square there.
Yeah,
whatever's on that.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead, Tommy.
That's about all I got.
And so yeah, Tom was treating me like shit. He felt.
Yeah, it's just
his
kind
wife
of
a, like, kind "Hey, of you dick. Need to go to therapy. You're an asshole."
I was like, "Well, yeah, I was a lot of it. I was just being a fucking asshole all the time." And she's like, "Yeah, but I fucking know that." And I go, "Yeah, like just look at the way you make the kids feel and all that stuff." But it was also there's stuff from like my childhood where it's like it just made sense to me how to raise children. Because I'm like, "Well, me and my brother's doing fucking pretty successful. Like we're doing all right, so it must have worked." But just because, like Jacob says, just because it works doesn't mean it's optimal, right? So if it works, yeah, maybe that's how the car runs. But could the car run way better?
Jacob's a doctor, okay, cool. Of course.
He does. I'll make this fucking car run a lot better.
Well, it's like drinking, same thing.
Yeah.
It was working for me. I never lost a job.
That's how you grew up.
Divorced,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. By all meters, you're successful, right? You
made
three kids.
Discharged in the Marine Corps.
Wife, Marine.
I'm still
lineman.
Decently healthy, you know, no fucking major ailments yet.
Yeah.
But
not counting almonds yet. Yeah.
That fucking works. I think you're doing pretty goddamn good. I don't know why you give up anything, man. Sounds like you got a
clean. Fuck you.
Your life seems awesome, dude.
Well, we get that Finn blood in you. I mean,
I want to get the must. Dick bigger, dude.
Well, that makes that's sense. It. I agree that's with it. That. Yeah. Don't forget about his penis.
Yeah, penis is everything.
My penis is my life.
You know, if you're as naked as much as me.
That's true, too. This guy's always nude. That's another thing. So. Well, that is a big reason. You want to look good naked. I mean, that's just been saying
wasn't
that
since
I was 16 when I started training. You know, why did you start training for sports and look good naked?
Well,
that was fucking back in 97, 8, 9, whatever year it was.
We got to make sure we invite you water skiing this summer.
Why?
You mean downhill skiing?
No, water skiing. If you like to be naked all the time.
Oh,
nothing like naked water skiing.
Oh, yeah. That would be I did the tubing the other day. Not the other day, but
I'll never tube again.
It's like the most painful thing I've ever done.
I lost my pants in Lake Geneva, and I hit my dick on the water. I thought I lost it. Swear to God.
Oh, yeah.
And then I couldn't find my pants. And
it's not
I was with my family, too. It wasn't like
I was
with a bunch of idiots.
But you're going to fall the same way skiing.
And my fucking pants are floating in the water. My dick's gone. I'm like, I'm never doing that again. Ever.
You hit like a fucking cement
wall,
dude.
Yeah, it's like cement. It is. I don't know why people think that's fun. Anyways,
let's get back to 300 pounds, too, doesn't help. I'm coming down like a goddamn boulder, baby.
300?
No, wonder you can't see damn track.
Oh.
280.
She ain't a lady unless she's 280, but.
I'm 280. I'm 280. 6'3".
Jesus.
Lean, mean, fighting machine.
Giving his numbers out. Ladies are listening.
Dude,
half that statement was
true. You got
true.
A lot of females on this?
Probably six.
Oh, at least. Maybe
at least. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Maybe seven.
A new one every quarter.
Hey, let's get talking about steroids.
Hold on.
Yeah,
steroids. Hold on.
I want to know who's here has tried it, who's done it.
Only you. You're the TRT guy.
Yeah, fucking A. Didn't work.
You're an expert. Hey, wrap it up your session. That's all I got. Unless you got questions.
No, the session, the spitting on the windshield and everything.
Oh, yeah. He was so mad.
Who are you talking to?
For real? How long was
he? Lying. He was yelling about you the whole time. He said, fuck, about 30 times.
I don't know if it was it's weird because I was all the way across the parking lot with the windows up. Jacob must have good hearing.
I do. Like
I guaranteed he talked about
eagle.
He talks about me to his therapist all the time. I love it.
He does. Yeah. I can rip lead really well. It's part of being, you know, in the basketball world, you have to rip lead.
Rip lead? What's in that cup, Jacob?
You have to lip read.
Christ, what are you drinking?
It's yeah, Bucky's.
Is that a fucking whistle on there?
No, that's my. That's
a rape whistle.
Oh, no. I'm falling asleep. Tom.
Here comes Gallus.
That's not going to help you, dude. I'll be done before anybody shows up. Don't worry, dude.
So then, all right, going to your gym then. So you guys actually, last week we talked on air. Yeah, I'm thinking about getting a gym. You know, we're going to go check it out. And then all of a sudden, bam.
Yeah, signed the contract.
Contract signed. Saturday. Already moved shit in.
Was it already an athletic?
Pappy already knows where it's at by the video you put out there.
It was a Cub.
That's right up the street from Petey's Hot Dogs, right?
Hold on. It was a Cub Cadet tractor sales and repair.
Really?
Yeah. Pappy knew exactly where it was
That's
at.
Cool as fuck, dude.
Yeah, we signed the lease.
He drove by in his bike.
You're in on it?
Almost 50-50.
Do you power lift?
I used to, but I wasn't as strong as these guys.
So you just kind of weight train?
I mean, he counts a lot of almonds, you know, and trains with weights.
Yeah. I mean, I always say, like, there's levels to this, and it's why I try to tell people when they get worried about numbers. So I my best lift ever was at Tom's house. I squatted 700 pounds last year. But both of these guys have squatted 8. So there's a big difference between 7 and 8. If you've ever squatted 7, you know how far away that is from 8.
How many plates is 800 pounds?
Eight plates plus 10s and 5s.
765.
So 4 and 4?
No, no, 8 and 8.
8 on each side.
4 and 4 is like 315.
4 and 4 is 405.
405.
405.
Yeah.
Yeah. 875 fucking plates. You squatted that once, right? One rep?
Yeah, I just squatted 821 in a meet. One the other month ago.
Two or three. And that's with judging, not a gym squat.
At a meet. 821.
So it's documented then.
Right? Oh, yeah. Certified.
There's a lot of documents down, buddy.
You hold some records, don't you, Tommy Guns?
I had 5 world records. They've all been broken.
World records. Weight class or something.
Weight class ever competed ever in any federation.
Natural or...
Yeah, whatever.
Did you get the natural one?
He owns all records.
All the records. Never mind.
Well, is it like bodybuilding? Is it the same as bodybuilding? Where
it's like
where
a
there's natural and not natural competition.
Yeah, kind of. It's like a... See, bodybuilding is...
Powerlifting's different. There's no testing really. Mostly in bodybuilding, they have like
picked. Like, yeah. Oh, you're testing your test. Uh-huh. Like it's very
in powerlifting. It's picked. It's random. Bodybuilding.
They're not gonna pay for 200 drug tests.
You know how much that costs, especially for a steroid test.
So it's kind of all hit or miss.
It's not like a fucking short answer marijuana test. You know that costs
nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll say this from a scientific standpoint, talking about powerlifting.
He is science.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Hey, don't be touching that, man. What are you, nuts?
I want to change the camera. Can I control the cameras?
You got it.
Go ahead,
yeah, one and two. That's all we got right now.
All we got is 1 and 2 on there right now.
But the point is...
Hit the other button.
Perfect. No, I don't
be like making out and then switch over.
I'm good. Yeah. What are you guys making out? What the fuck is going on there? Oh shit! The camera.
We're not.
God damn it!
Sorry.
Fucking poop is out.
I've never.
So I've poop. Fucking four.
Poop just grew up.
We'll put it this way: I've never seen someone who's come out about what they do, and seen them genetically be modified somehow compared to what their potential was. Meaning that. I think whether you're natural, quote unquote, unnatural, quote unquote, and there's a lot of gray area there in today's world, but whatever that is for you, I don't think it changes your genetic potential. I just think that it probably speeds it up just because you start using it. If you're not a 1,000-pound squatter, you're not going to be a 1,000-pound squatter. Like it's got to be in you from the get-go.
If you're fucking stacking, trembling, and damn.
No, if you don't have the structure and the genes for it, it doesn't matter.
You definitely need to go see a TRT doctor, man. I bet your testosterone levels are very low.
It's like this.
Look at that stomach.
I just did.
Yeah. What's your test level at?
285.
That's very low.
And then 330. And she said, because of the one over 300, we can't really put you on it. So
you need a different doctor.
It was my urologist that gave me my vasectomy.
Oh, my God.
You got to find a new doctor.
Yeah.
Well, I could go to a TRT clinic and I'd be like, yeah, I want to be at like fucking 800. And they'll be like, all right, cool. You want some trend too?
Yeah. Don't do that, man. You're gonna die.
But I see.
Correct me this if guy's I'm wrong. Gonna come back next week. When say 4 months down the road.
Yeah.
Have me back.
Yeah.
Have me back, yeah. And I'll see. We'll see if I fucking.
How much you want to bet the guy's a raging alcoholic comes back? Comes
hey,
back.
Dave's the same.
Fucking crash right into your house.
I'm gonna remember that next time. I'm like,
yeah.
No.
bet you any amount of money this guy is going to crash. When he goes to that
Macho Man Randy Savage said I'd fucking be a drinker again.
Oh, yeah. He's going to that bachelor party, and he's going to go down this fucking hatch.
Dave, that's Macho Man Randy average, brother. That's wow. Average.
Oh, real funny. Macho average. Man Randy average. I like that. Where'd you learn that one?
That is very good.
You had to hear that somewhere.
Maybe I just off the top of my head.
I'm not shirt. Buying that, but that's a pretty good one.
That yeah. Should be
Macho
shirt.
Man Randy average. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Kalis was Macho Man in a couple of videos we had with that beard yep. Shit.
We did Macho Man and
Ultimate Warrior
video in Barbell Central like yeah. 10 years ago.
Yeah, I just saw that the other day on my iPad.
Yep.
Oh, good memories.
Good times.
All right, so.
But yeah, we started
the gym, all that shit. What's going on with that?
Yep. So I moved. Finn said he's going to help me Monday morning at 10. He never showed up. So
he never called me. I didn't even remember.
Why'd I have to call you? You said, hey, you moving, brother? Yeah, tomorrow. What time? I'm going to start at 10:30.
Yeah, that was like the day before, like noon.
Moving into the gym. I mean, shit. The yeah. Weights.
So I'm fucking moment so one. I'm I don't like, remember
thank
anything.
God, Finn will show up and help me. Nope. So I did two trailer loads and trucks by myself. And then Jacob got off work. We started power washing mats, all this bullshit. And then Cam and Wakely got off work. And then we moved all the fucking machine loaded equipment.
Everything from my house.
And the monolith. And then house. Went to Jacob's house, got all his crap on a trailer.
All in one day.
Head. And then, so I started at like 10:30, and we were all done by 8:30.
Yeah,
and then I went and dropped the trailer off.
I was coming back home from work the next day.
Looks nice now. We just got the turf in. Looks good.
Yeah.
Dumbbells.
Well, the crazy thing is we signed the lease on Saturday.
Yeah, I'll show you, Dave.
And literally,
what's it gonna,
by Monday night, we had a gym.
That's crazy.
The guy, the landlord came by today. He's like, you guys work quick, don't you?
Fastest turnaround I've ever heard of.
But I mean, to be fair, we literally had everything but dumbbells.
That was
the only thing we didn't have. And we bought those
Sunday. This was yesterday.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Look at
this. This is all just me and Jacob's equipment. We didn't buy, well, we bought the dumbbells.
The only thing we bought was the dumbbells.
That. Only we bought was some more dumbbells.
It's a hell of a start.
Do you want to take a guess on how many 45s we have? I did the math. I counted them all.
How many 45s between the two of us? You guys have, I would imagine.
You filled every squat rack there.
33.
What do you think? How 34. Many 45 pound plates?
No way.
34.
It's got to be 65.
54.
34, I guess. 54?
54.
A lot of 45.
Like, we don't need, like, do we need maybe some more 25s? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, if you're putting 16 you know? On a goddamn bar at a time.
Well, you don't need 25s for that. Just
you don't need 25 for that, brother.
45, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. If you ain't flipping plates, you ain't eating with us, dude. Uh-huh. You got to be flipping plates, brother.
Buffet style, new plate.
I wonder time. If I just sat on a, tried to fucking squat right now, I'd probably maybe get fucking.
Oh, I'd like to see your air squat.
Two plates, 250.
No, no, no. I would try. Start with an air squat, bud.
225.
I'd like to see you do fucking 10 air squats here and look good.
Oh, shit.
You think you can?
Yeah.
After the show. We can't do it during the show, but I want
to
see
why you. Why not?
Well, why don't you come to the gym?
You want
to
do it? Take the headset off.
Come train one time.
Go do it over there. Go 10. 10 air squats. I want your hands out front.
All right, Finn. Give us a play-by-play here.
So he's got his. He's talking about riding
he's
his
got
bike.
A bicycle. You know?
That means nothing with air squats, but he is a good bike rider. Now he's walking over to the corner. He just hit a light. Oh, now he's going through a post.
All right. So... Just like this.
Yep.
There's one,
two. Down a little lower.
The red light.
There you go. That's good. Three, four.
Man, those ankles.
Five. Yeah. What's going on, man? You're shaking.
He's falling.
Is that five, six?
Sobriety ooh, test.
Seven, eight. Hit that.
Uh-oh.
Let's go. Come on. Oh, he's falling again. Nine.
Yep.
Yep. Feet is bad. All right, you did him.
Double it.
Yeah. No, that was bad.
No, we don't want you to
sweat. Hey, listen, we're going to just tell you right now, that was not good. I've never seen somebody lose their balance by doing an air squat. I could tell if you're doing like a drunk driving test where you're bringing.
This is a small fucking
I'd love to see you just stand on one leg. I don't think you could do that. Go 10 seconds on one leg. Put your leg out. One, two, three, four.
Close your eyes and do
five,
it.
Five, six.
Close your eyes and do it.
Seven.
Yeah, close your eyes.
Close your
eight,
eyes.
Eight.
Close your eyes.
He won't do it.
He was. Is he doing it? Nine. That was better than the squats. I know it. I can't believe we should.
We should be, you jerk.
Yeah, we shouldn't be making fun of a guy like that.
I told
that.
You to come to the gym. You don't have to do that, buddy.
He's working on it, man. You know, it's a work in progress. I think
making fun. You know, ain't making fun of me. I'm making fun of you, punk.
You ain't making fun of me. I'm from LaSalle County. Oh God, that was good, man. You out of breath? How was it?
A little bit. No, it wasn't that hard as far as the muscle goes, but I could tell my cardiovascular is nowhere where it needs to be.
We got work.
I'm a pretty heavy smoker though too. So,
oh gee, 100 packs a day.
I think
100 cigarettes a day.
Let's have him
live a pack.
Let's have him live with Big Boss Man for a while.
I think you guys would be good. Good roommates.
Good training buddies.
That'd be awesome. You guys get together. Boss Man at 101st Airborne. My buddy that weighed 415 pounds.
That guy was...
Got him in the 200s right now. He was going to die. Heart attack to everything.
How old is he?
Just...
You got him in the 200s?
Yeah, he's turning 50 this
summer. How long did that take?
3 years. Yeah, a long time. I mean,
but ups and downs.
Yeah, he will stall out like several times. He'll get to a certain weight. And he'll be satisfied. I mean, for months.
Kind of like
he'll go up and down. Then all of a sudden, I'm like, dude, you can't come to my house anymore if you don't lose fucking weight. This is bullshit. We started this because you didn't want to die. I'm not going to have you here just fucking off and not losing weight. It don't make any sense.
You got a home gym, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got a whole
barn full of equipment.
No shit.
Yeah. Man. So then he'll lose like 30, 40 more pounds and everything be going good. And then he'll hit another plateau. Like right now, he got down to 289. He's been stuck there for like fucking 4 or 5 months now. In that range, you know, he'll lose
289?
Right in that range right now. So
did he have to get that surgery to, like, staple up
his... He didn't do anything, no.
Well, what else all that free skin?
He doesn't have any of that skin right now.
No shit.
Nothing.
200 fucking pound different?
Well,
135?
Yeah, 135 pound difference. You know, he looks strong still, everything. You know, he's benched over 300.
Really?
Yeah. Never been on any TRT or anything. Just fucking Bush Light and steak and shit.
That's a rule. You got to bench more than your test levels.
Mm-hmm. That's a big rule. What are you benching right now?
I haven't sat on a bench in a long time.
Well, you laid bench on a bench.
Laid on one and bench.
Sat on a bench in a long time.
Benched. I haven't benched in a very, very long time.
We'll get you going, brother.
I get 215.
Maybe start with some fucking pushes. 215. You think so?
That's Tom, 25, right? No, 185.
We're going to end this podcast here in a minute. We're going to go out and find out. Oh, shit. Tom don't have
a gym. Yes.
Tom don't have a gym.
I was getting nervous for a second there.
Every day I've ever been here, my whole life, he's always got a gym.
It is 1 minute away.
185, I bet.
Literally 1 minute away.
Take him to the new gym. And we first guy mentioned in there.
We do have the keys. So.
And record him doing it. Be good content. We are live inside in Kelly's with a peanut butter barbell.
I'll do it naked.
I won't.
Hey.
You're naked.
Oh, hey. Come on. That's your only friend, Tommy. Let him do it.
That's your only friend.
My kids bench there.
Oh, God.
My kids play croquet back there. You can't be naked.
I'm taking shit in my backyard. My kids play croquet back there.
Pitching loaves back there. What the fuck?
Well, hey, this is how we know you guys are related, because there is a video online of Huck Finn Barbell benching naked.
Yes.
No shit.
Nude, 100% naked.
What'd you bench? It was heavy.
500 pounds.
Naked.
500 pounds?
I benched close to 600 pounds in my prime.
How many plates is that?
That was 5 plates and 2.5 on each side.
Naked.
On each side, yeah.
5 fucking plates on bench press.
I poured both pec pins off the bone.
Like, for it to count as a max, you had to do it three reps, right? Is that...
Who the fuck said that? What?
That was kind of what we did in my high school football team.
That's
not a max.
Maxing out one rep.
One rep.
All right. So in powerlifting...
Like, if you're benching in a powerlifting meet...
One rep.
They tell you when to press. You stop it on your chest. And then you press it up, and then you take it right.
Oh, so you got to come down, touch the chest.
Mm-hmm. Bar has to be motionless.
Motionless.
And then they say go.
Or they press.
Press it once, you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy peasy, right?
No, nothing to it.
Nothing to it, brother.
5 plates?
Yeah.
Let's go to that gym.
This is going to be a great night.
5 fucking plates per side. My God. I bet you I could probably rep 3 times 185. 205 maybe once. Maybe.
I hope
maybe.
So. You're 280 pounds. I would at least be able to bench your body weight.
It should have. You got some strength.
You got size on
you. Yeah, you don't look like you're fucking
like skinny.
What's 280?
Yeah, you don't
two
look plates, like a revolting
two
fucking
plates
blob.
And a quarter on each side and a fucking half haver.
We'll have to try that.
Yeah, we should tear it back tonight.
We'll have to try that.
You're out of your mind.
I can rehab it.
I got to go home.
We got a good rehabber right there.
I'm a great rehabber for pecs. I've rehabbed a lot of torn pecs.
He fucking rehab pro athletes.
I've done 4 torn pec rehabs.
He knows how to rehab if you tear it. He's stretching, Tom. He's stretching. Yeah, get him stretched out, bro.
Oh, there you go.
All right, let's wrap this rascal up pretty soon here, Tom. I got to go to prison. Yeah, come see me this weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Saturday.
GymCon?
Home gym
experiment.
No, the right. Comic-Con.
No, it's home gym. Home gym.
No, it's home gym con. Con.
Yeah, home gym con.
French Lick, Indiana. Guy. I'll be there all day Saturday.
Like a convention.
Yeah, some convention place there in French Lick.
Are we going to find out where you're sleeping, or is that a surprise?
That's also a surprise.
I'll find you.
There's a lot. Yeah, Tommy will find me, and he might fuck us. He doesn't understand the joke. He's like, what the fuck are these guys talking about?
Yeah, not for that one.
I fuck when I'm sleeping.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember?
Yeah.
Looks sad. That's I like forgot. Dumb. Come on, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, it was good having you on the show, man. You're a good guest, dude. Out,
yeah, I told you, like, it.
Yeah, he's really good. I want you back on again, dude.
No,
real.
once I develop David, into a fucking...
What's your last name, David?
Record-breaking power lifter. I'll be back on.
David the second. I forget your last
David
name.
David DeCovey.
Hunter. H-U-N-T-E.
Hunter.
Hunter.
Well, D-H squared.
There you go.
Go David ahead. Hunter.
Look at he's playing with that camera. Oh, he's got loves it. That shit, man.
Well, you're going to come back. You're going to come back 70 pounds lighter, 100
pounds
jacker.
Well, give me a goal and a time frame.
But no, listen, your wiener's going to be 10 inches longer.
Yeah, you're going to have to prove that wiener thing, too.
I'll fucking, if it gets, if I get like.
If you get rid of that FUPA?
5 to 6 inches back.
Jesus.
I'll whip it out anywhere.
Right. Yeah. watch out around schools.
other than that.
There is a school closer to here than our gym.
You will not be allowed at the gym anymore. I think we definitely.
What's a reasonable goal?
I'd say 90 days.
90 days.
90 months. Days. 3 months.
90 days.
Kicking ass, taking names, training.
I'm at
90
probably
days, definitely
low 280s right now. My goal weight would be 220. 6'3".
Hold on. What do you weigh right now?
280.
So 250. 280.
280.
250 is a good goal. 30 pounds. 250. That's 250. A pound every 3 days.
That's a great
little
great
over
goal.
2 pounds a week. Very doable.
And listen, if you 250, fucking.
250.
2 pounds a week.
That would be noticeable. That'd be visually.
Hell
different.
Yeah. For 90 days, how could you not? As long as you follow something and don't eat like a fucking asshole.
Right.
You know, and don't drink. You're not drinking. That's already going to help. Not no sugar, right? You said no sugar?
Try not to.
Yeah. Count your almonds. One stick of butter. Count your almonds. You're good to go, brother.
I don't know if I'll get down to the counting almonds thing, but
you might have to.
You got to be committed.
Hey, you do like, whatever it fucking takes, man.
Right. Like right now.
You want to see your dick again?
True that.
Then you better fucking do everything it takes, right?
True that.
Get focused, man. Follow a fucking path. You're like a fucking rabid fucking Wolverine. You're like a fucking horse with blinders on, and all you see is your dick at the end of the tunnel.
It used to be glorious.
Now, if that's not pumping you up, it should. And your wife is gonna...
I can see my dick right now. It's getting bigger.
Because I'm talking like this?
It's filling with blood.
I know it is.
Fucking...
That's called edging, bro. That's another thing we'll teach you on the next podcast, edging.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great
Right
topic.
Now, you're a revolting blob, and you come back next week, you're going to be a fucking Greek god. Let's go.
All right. Let's get
Tom, wrap this up.
Fucking buff.
We got to get out of here. We got to go to Tom's new gym.
Who's we? You got a mouse in your fucking pocket?
You. You're going, and we're going to test your
God,
limits.
No. I got a bedtime, boys.
We're putting 5 plates on each side to bench, and we're putting 8 on each side to squat.
I got to bike 6 miles in the morning.
Yeah, that's right, dude. 6 miles. Pappy does that while he's fucking sleeping. And he's 71 years old. Come on.
That's true.
6 miles, my ass.
6 down, 6 back. That's 12 total. It's a start.
That's a good start.
That is a good start.
Absolutely. Also, astute math.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you were
math.
Quick with
I
it.
I hate math.
I'm dodging that math.
God damn it.
All right.
We should go to Lamplighter next time we have a fucking thing.
Let's go.
Right. Yo, 90 days.
Like, you guys want to do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Listen, 90 days.
Set
you come
up right
back,
here.
We'll do it. What does that mean? The 4th of July, we'll have a fucking, the biggest fucking extravaganza you ever seen.
90 days. Is that
I'll have strippers fourth? Throwing out fucking fireworks out of their pussies.
That's
right out of those stinking pussies.
What are we at? Practically May. So May, June, yeah. July. That is the end of July.
Yeah.
Right?
End of July.
I'll be at the Olympics.
Yeah, he's.
Well, we can phone you in.
Yeah, it's okay. You got a fucking Olympian here.
You'll be at the Olympics spectating?
You'll be part of it.
I'm coaching.
Coaching what?
Strength conditioning for basketball.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wait a second. The Olympics in July?
It starts end of July, going into early August.
I'm the fucking like July 28th. Coach.
You are?
I'm the drinking coach out there. I go with
him. Oh, drinking.
So I was very upset when you were putting down drinking. That's my job. It's my part-time gig.
It's my lifestyle, and it's hard to think.
When I have you back on, I'm going to have you a beer helmet. It's going to say David the Power Drinker on there, and you're going to chug every beer we give you. And it's going to be the greatest episode this fucking thing has ever seen.
Finn made him relapse. Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't 90 days, guys. I haven't had a single beer. He's like, put this on.
Drink, pussy.
Panther damn off. It. He's on the stage.
Hey, here's the thing.
Yeah, David got arrested.
Between all of us, we got him covered. So Finn will help you relapse.
Yes.
We have a company to help you
once
train,
rehab,
and then
Tom has a therapist to help you.
Oh, true that.
You talk to Val.
This is
she'll fix those demons.
We should label this fucking episode "Be Better."
What about
I got David tools? Hunter. I got tools.
What'd you call me?
I got tools.
You call me a tool?
Yeah. Man, that's supposed to be
you
your friend.
Are.
That's you call me a JT?
You are. That's your
you
only.
Call me a jive turkey?
That's your only friend, man. What are you doing, dude?
Your only friend. Jesus. That's him. Only one right there. Yeah,
we're going to call this Be Bad next episode when we come back.
I'm getting tired, boys. Let's put this.
Yeah, I could tell, man.
Let's put the women and children to bed and go looking for
GeneralLeatherCraft.com. Yeah. Matt Hayden.
The program.
What a great movie. Sub-Zero Cold Plunge. .com. Check them out for all your soul, cold plunge east or west of the river. Official Be Better brand for all your training and nutrition needs, and soon Be Better Barbell Club coming very soon to, let's say, Northern Illinois general area. Yeah. 64 and 47, if you really know
that
area.
That's really close. Pete's Hot Dogs.
Pete's Hot Dogs right down the road.
Everybody knows
so
that.
If you're interested in the gym, you're going to see more of it. We're getting things rolling in the background right now. All the schematics, bullshit, paperwork, all the non-fun stuff of setting up a gym. That's what we're on right now. So in the next month or so, you'll see everything about that. HFB for all your supplements and t-shirts.
Yeah,
the new pre-workout soon.
Pre-workout is...
You going to put it in the gym or what?
Of course.
You make a pre-workout?
Yeah, let's get stupid pre-workout.
Well, give me a sample.
Well,
he's out.
I don't got any.
Give me a sample when you get some.
I'll definitely get you some. The next one's called Eagle Jizz coming out here.
Street name.
I'm serious.
Eagle Jizz. What's the real name?
Well, real name's Eagle Juice. We call it Eagle
Jizz.
Now,
what are you just pairing with? Somebody makes a concoction and you put
it. I got a manufacturer. I made it. We've designed the label. We did everything. And then we got to get it, you know, get it out to stores.
Allegedly, the first batch ever was in that toilet. It was.
Legend has it. That was the original batch, brother.
Why is my pre-workout kind of brown and bloody?
Yeah, it looks just like a goddamn Cadbury egg.
Did he put an oyster in there? What the
No,
fuck?
That was not an oyster. That was a almond. new shirts out currently are the Lift Heavy Lick Pussy t-shirt is live. And the newest one that just came out 2 days ago, I Screw Women in Their Beds, Not Their Sports, is live. Huck Finn Barbell. .com. See you at Comic-Con Saturday.
French Lick, Indiana.
French Lick, IN.
Shut up, Karen.
Okay, bye.